104.3's High School Football Frenzy is live and on the air. In tonight's matchup, it's Coldwater at Northwest. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you in part by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and AC, Western Schools, AeroQuip Credit Union, The Clothing Carousel, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Wilby Transit Mix, County National Bank, The Sykes Group and Morgan Stanley, Avenue Auto, Fuller's Chem Dry, Northwest Community Schools, Kelly Fuels, and the College and Career Access Center. We now go live to the press box for the call of tonight's game with Connor Docker and Mark Daly.
Good evening and welcome to tonight's presentation of High School Football. Tonight's matchup pits the Northwest Mounties against the Coldwater Cardinals in Week 4. I'm Connor Dockery. I'll be your host for all the action alongside Mark W. Daly on K105.3. Thanks for joining us tonight as the Football Frenzy pregame show starts in 2 minutes on K105.3.
What will you find at Clothing Carousel? Name brand fashions at unbelievable prices. Clothing Carousel has fall clothing for the entire family and is now accepting all fall consignments. Check out the large selection of fall clothing already in stock. Hurry in to shop for the best selection to update your look. Clothing Carousel also carries Andrew's Rustic Aromas, 100% soy candles, and a variety of fall scents like banana nut, leaves, toasted pumpkin spice latte, and maple pecan waffle. Clothing Carousel on the corner of 5th and Franklin in Jackson.
You've created a cool indoor retreat. Now let Carrier provide the quiet, efficient cooling you can depend on all summer with a range of innovative cooling solutions to deliver premium comfort and energy savings.
Lamers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson County's premier Carrier dealer on Lansing Ave. For services like preventative maintenance, new installations, or replacements, give them a call at 517-787-6984 or visit them online at lamersheating.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Lamers!
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Summer is winding down and cold weather will be here soon. It's not too late to have your driveway or parking lot protected from the upcoming winter with seal coating and crack filling from Wolverine Seal Coating. Seal coating your driveway or parking lot while the weather is still warm will protect your surface for years to come. Wolverine Seal Coating will ensure your surfaces are sealed tight and ready to face those winter storms. Get ahead of the cold at WolverineSealCoating.com and schedule your free estimate today.
High School Football on K105.3, WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson.
Connor Dockery with Mark W. Daly for the pregame coverage of Northwest versus Coldwater. The Northwest Mounties coming into this game 0-3 on the season and off of a 48-6 home loss to the Hastings, their first league matchup, and Coldwater coming in as well. They're off to a hot start, 2-1, although they come off their first loss of the season, 35-14 at Harper Creek. We were talking off air before this matchup, Mark, and this could be a pretty interesting matchup, pretty winnable game for Northwest.
Oh, I would definitely say it's a winnable game for Northwest. You look at their schedule, they just ran into a juggernaut the first three games. A lot of really good football teams in the first part of the schedule. And then you look at the rest of the schedule. I mean, the I-8's a tough, stacked conference this year. And Northwest coming up against this Coldwater team, which has struggled to get wins in years past. Northwest coming off of two seasons where they've had winning records. They're trying to make it the third season in a row. I'm sorry, man. I'm getting distracted because this band is on point tonight. I almost want to forego the pregame show just to take in this band because they're doing a really good job out here tonight.
Yeah, I agree. And that definitely very impressive pregame presentation that you see here from the Mounties band right here. They're definitely really got a very talented band here. I mean, I'm with you. I'm getting distracted just looking at them perform. Very cool here. Atmosphere. It is homecoming night for the Northwest Mounties. And as you mentioned, unfortunately, they've got off to a little bit of a rough start. They started off 0-3 after back-to-back near playoff seasons with 5-4 records, which they're trying to maintain somewhat of a level of success right there with those winning records. Of course, the next step would be to try to sneak into the playoffs. But, of course, the last two seasons were the team's best since 1993 when they ended up winning 7 games.
Right, yeah. Well, when we talked with Coach Stafford Newsom during the preseason media days, he said that's their goal. We haven't had 3 back-to-back winning seasons in forever. So that's the goal, to keep continuing to build on this program here at Northwest. Now, he's got a pretty young team. He's got a pretty young team. He's got a couple kids who, since grade school, you know, we're not counting that, this is their first year playing football. And you know where he put them? He put them in the backfield. There's some big guys that have some power. So he's got first-year players who we're going to see holding the ball quite a bit tonight, trying to run through that line. Number 55, Jamari Anderson, and number 25, Jack Edwards in the backfield. Like I said, just some big bodies that he's going to try to use to pound the ball through the line tonight.
Couple seniors here and there for the Mounties, but a very junior heavy team this year.
Yeah.
So they definitely trying to build something, and of course, depending on how this season goes, of course it'll definitely parlay into hopefully some improvement even for next season. So if they can get a pretty good season, like for example, if they can, you know, pick up this first win tonight, start to get things turned around, then it can definitely help transition things to not only for this season but also in next season as well.
Yeah, future's bright, definitely, for this Mountie team, especially when you look at their quarterback. Last year, at a school this size, last year being the starting quarterback as a sophomore, and he's back again this year as a junior. So, I mean, he's going to end up being the starter again next year unless something happens, as number 4, junior Caleb Christner. Again, second year as a quarterback, and he's got a really new center also. Newsom said they kind of moved some things around just a couple weeks ago, so he's starting to gel a little bit with Luke Andrews, second week being the center. So, again, hopefully that chemistry has built a little bit. He feels like because he made that move, this line's working a little bit better together now, and they've got some better chemistry on their O-line.
So besides 1993, they won 7 games. They did have a couple of other 5-4 seasons. Went back-to-back again 2007, 2008, and then before that, 2013, they had a 5-4 season. But then it was a really rough stretch in between there. But again, the last two seasons, 5-4 records. Trying to build on that here, but still searching for their first win. They lost 48-6 to Hastings against a team that's going to be competing for the top of the Interstate 8 League. And, of course, they themselves are off to a 3-0 start. So a pretty tough opponent to have in your first home game.
Yeah, and no kidding. Hastings is stout. And really the two to watch in the I-8 this year. The game that's going on tonight, Western at Hastings. Hopefully with that out-of-town scoreboard, we can keep an eye on that score a little bit later on tonight.
Yeah, that's going to be definitely an interesting game to follow. And speaking of the Interstate 8, we've got the Coldwater Cardinals on the other side of the gridiron in this one. They start off 2-1 overall. They're ranked 48th on Max Preps. Northwest ranked a little bit behind them, 56th on Max Preps for Division 3. And they, of course, they're fresh off their first loss, 35-14 against Harper Creek, which is another quality Interstate 8 team that has started the season as well, 3-0, just like Hastings has. So it's going to be pretty interesting to watch in this one. They're going to show the colors here at Northwest. We will come back here in 90 seconds. You've got pregame coverage of Northwest versus Coldwater on K105.3.
In our 90 years, County National Bank has experienced many changes, from typewriters to computers, catalogs to e-commerce, and rotary phones to smartphones. We've been here through all of them. For 90 years, we provided mortgages that built memories, loans that grew businesses, and support for local charities. Simply put, CNB provides better banking by helping business and personal customers reach their dreams, big or small. Discover 90 years of better banking at your local branch or cnbb.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 399979.
Wilby Transit Mix has been family-owned and operated since 1907. We are proud to be a part of this community, and we embrace the improvements and changes made to the infrastructure, commercial construction industry, and especially the residential markets here in Jackson County. We specialize in all things concrete-related, from the latest tools and supplies to overhead concrete pumping and material trucking. Give us a shout at 782-9493 and let well over 100 years of experience go to work for you. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
The way we use our homes is changing, and your local Carrier experts are here to improve your indoor comfort, from optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier.
Lamers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson County's premier Carrier dealer on Lansing Ave. For services like preventative maintenance, new installations, or replacements, give them a call at 517-787-6984 or visit them online at lamersheating.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Lammers.
Northwest set to get underway with Coldwater in just a couple of moments. The homecoming game for Northwest. It is a packed house here tonight, Mark.
Mounties come out for their whole football experience. And there's a lot of great football, a lot of great different things that happen with all the different schools that we visit. But, I mean, Northwest knows how to put on a show. Let's be honest. Northwest has a great Friday night under the lights experience.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it, especially with this band here. It's going to be rocking. I'm really looking forward to the halftime, even though it's probably going to be a little bit of a different halftime being the homecoming. Mm-hmm. Probably going to be doing the homecoming king and queen presentations and stuff like that. So it's going to be pretty fun to see here. But, of course, we got some football as well. So Coldwater, they're lined up. They're set to kick this one away. It'll be the Northwest Mounties with the first possession tonight. Northwest going from left to right on your radio dial in this first quarter. Northwest wearing their black home uniforms, black jerseys, black pants with really nice black helmets, shiny black helmets with the NW on there, red numbers trimmed in white. Also Coldwater in their road white uniforms, white jerseys, white pants with white helmets that has a red gradient on the back. And they also have red numbers trimmed in black. Very cool uniform matchup here for these two teams. Bit of a squib kick here that's fielded around the 40-yard line. Nearly flubbed by Northwest, but they are able to get a guy jumping on it. That is Caden Lilly, the senior, recovering that one.
And it looked like they had almost a gunner, Caden Robbie, for the Cardinals, who right off of that line sprinted towards the ball. Almost looked like that was his job, to sprint towards the ball. Even though it wasn't your traditional onside kick, he was trying to get there before Northwest could get a handle on it.
First and 10 for the Mounties from the 38-yard line right hash mark. No receivers far to either side. Going to get a quick handoff right up the middle, jumping through, trying to get a little bit of extra yardage on that one, and it's going to be down for about a 4 or 5 yard gain. That's Jackson Beebe, the sophomore ball carrier.
And that's exactly what Stafford Newsom wants to do all night long. They're going to line up in that power eye. They're going to pound the ball. He says they're going to try to get about 4 yards each and every time. And from what I've seen on film, it looks like this defense of Coldwater is going to allow for some of those gaps in the run.
About 45 seconds into this first quarter, no score yet. Second and 5 for Northwest there, 43-yard line. Another hand up the gut, trying to get a first down, but going to be about 2 or 3 yards short. That was another run up the middle.
And that's some of that power that we were talking about that he has in the backfield. He just kind of ran into a red jersey and ran them over to get those extra few yards. I want to say it was number 14, Landon Dershowl, one of the linebackers, sophomore for Coldwater, among those in on the stop.
It's going to be a third down and one. That was 4 yards on the ground for the junior, Jack Edwards, his first carry of the game. So third and one from the Mounties 47 right hash mark, 10-40 and counting in the first. Hand off up the middle again, trying to get a bit of a tush push. The whole collective unit moving forward. Was it enough for the first down? And it is enough for the first down. Great run there on the ground. That was Tyler Derby, the senior.
Drew Ennis, one of the linebackers for this Cardinal defense, one of the last ones to come up off the ground and on that stop. It was kind of the scrum when you try to get just that short yardage using your power. And usually in that case, the last one up off the pile was the first one to make contact.
Making some progress up the field are the Mounties, first and 10 from their own 49-yard line. 10-10 to go in the first quarter. No score yet. Got the quarterback, Gabriel Christner, under center. Three back behind him. Going to have the handoff cutting off to the right slightly before trying to make his way upstream. But he's going to be stopped for no gain.
A little different than what we saw last week when we were watching that T formation with this power eye. There's really no hiding which way you're going to go. You kind of send your lead blockers, and everybody knows that's where the hole is going to be. And I want to say it was number 14, Landon Dershell again, who was in on the stop first one there for this Cardinal defense. But they ran that one right over the right tackle, sent all the bodies and blocked them and just didn't get the yards they were hoping for.
Jackson Beebe, the ball carrier. It's second down and 10 from the 49-yard line. 9:25 and counting in the first quarter. Quick handoff to the right now, sweeping towards the near sideline. Going to get a big gain, nearly the first down. But it is a big gain indeed for the Mounties. That was Nathan Latuski, the senior.
Number 14, Landon Dershell again on the stop, forcing him out of bounds, but not until the Mounties get that first down here in the Griswold Carpet One first quarter here at Mountie Stadium. What a nice facility this is, too.
Absolutely top of the line right here in Michigan Division III. As the Mounties have a first down and 10 in Coldwater Cardinal territory. It's first and 10 from the 41-yard line. That was Nathan Watuski, the senior, with his first carry. Right hash mark 9:17 and counting in the first quarter. Make it clock stopped as he went out of bounds. Fake the handoff left, goes right, cutting up, getting another big gain, dodging a couple tackles, and down at around the 25 for another first down for the Mounties.
Ran through a couple arm tackles there before he came to number five, Kendall Austin, who was there to make the final stop and prevent that one from being a score. But Stafford Newsom said, head coach of the Mounties, hey, it's going to be our line against their line. You know, he's a former lineman himself, so that's where his pride and joy is. And if his line's going to move you out of the way so their backs can get the yards.
17 yards on the ground for Avery Anspow. Mountie first and 10 from the 24-yard line of Coldwater. Going to hand off to the left. Read beautifully by Coldwater. Smothered for a yard loss.
Looks like it was number 56, Jackson Bowers, there to make the stop for a loss for that Coldwater defense. Yeah, Anspaw, as you're going to see, he's going to have some speed here tonight.
Yeah, he was really quick on that last play for Northwest as they try to get into the red zone here for Coldwater, against Coldwater, I should say. 8:13 and counting in this first quarter, no score yet. Second down and 11 towards the left hash mark from the Coldwater 25-yard line for the Mounties. Same set as before. Going to hand this one off up the gut and right into traffic. Going to get maybe a yard or two out of that one.
Looks like kind of their plan of attack here is to go up the gut, and then pop it out real quick on the outside to get some of those big gainers. So they try to get you on that up-the-gut play several times before they kick it out.
Only 2 yards on the play for Jackson Beebe. Third carry, he's got 7 yards, and it's another third down for Northwest. They are 1-for-1 so far on this drive. It's a third down and 9 from the Coldwater 23-yard line. 7:28 and counting in the first quarter. Northwest pitching this one out to the right. Another sweeping play. Cutting in and out. Trying to get some extra yardage, but down at around the 20, and it's fourth down.
Drew Ennis in on the stop. Came around from the far side. Caught the runner from the back to bring him down. And I kind of got the feeling that this was going to be in fourth down territory for him anyway. They lined up on third down knowing that they weren't going to get all of the in one chunk here. So they're going to go for it here on the fourth.
Big play right here. They're looking at fourth down and 6 from the 20-yard line of Coldwater, right hash mark.
I don't know. We always got spread out.
Two receivers left, one to the right, one back with Christner in the gun, and there's going to be multiple penalty markers on the play.
Got that lineman on the right side to jump, and that's going to give him a first down.
That's a bad penalty against Coldwater. That bails out Northwest, and it not only moves them into the red zone, but as you mentioned, gives them a first down and 10 from the 14-yard line.
It was number 56, Jackson Bowers, who jumped on the line for Coldwater, and he found himself out of the game on that play. Probably going to get some advice from the coach.
As I mentioned, first and 10 from the 14-yard line, right hash mark. Northwest knocking on the door. They're trying to take the first lead of the game here. 6:20 and counting in this first quarter. No score yet. Back in their close formation as before. Going to be a fake handoff. Right goes left. Breaking a tackle. Trying to get an extra yard or two. That was Avery Anspaugh on the carry.
And number four, once again, Drew Ennis with the stop for the Cardinals on that one. Just ended up getting him by his knees, slid down to his ankles, and just wouldn't let him go. And again, it was kind of that situation. He was the last man who could make the stop on him. Both these teams loading it up in the box right now. You know what you're getting with Northwest. You're going to get the run almost every time. So they're going to load up the box.
3 yards on the ground for Anspaugh. It's second down and 7 from the 11-yard line for Northwest. Pitch out to the left. It's Anspaugh again, sweeping on the far sideline. Going to cut up, and he's forced out of bounds at around the 6-yard line, and it's another third down.
Just a little bit short of that first. I guess it wasn't as close as I thought it was, because the chain crew ended up dropping their sticks and running away because they didn't want to get run over. I thought it was a little bit closer than that, but they've got third and some work to do.
Going to be down at the 8-yard line. It's third down and 5 right here.
So they can get a first down by getting it to the 4.
Third down and 4, I should say. 5:26 clock is stopped. Big third down here. Mounties are one of two so far. Going to hand this one off up the middle, trying to go as a unit. And did he make it inside? He was around the 5-yard line.
But that was just a big pile. And they got some movement from that offensive line to push that pile forward. Yeah, they are a little short.
It's going to be 4th and 1 from the 5-yard line. Big play for Northwest. They're just going to charge forward. And they do. Oh, they was out. Northwest. Running this one back, that's a lost fumble that's going to be taken to the house by Drew Ennis, the senior. And a heartbreaking play for Northwest on the doorstep of a score. But just like that, the score goes the other way. Touchdown, Cardinals.
I have no idea how that happened, because the ball was just sitting there at the 10-yard line. And the whole pile, massive black, was moving forward somehow. That ball just got popped out and was sitting there all by itself. Heads up play to pick it up and run with it for the touchdown.
And by the defense to get that one loose. Yeah. In anticipation right there. And that looked to be for the first down at the very least.
I've never seen anything like that.
Oh, my goodness. So a fumble lost at the 5-yard line on 4th and 1 by the Mounties.
And that's our Aspen Heating and Cooling first touchdown of the game.
Going for the extra point, it's Manuel Hernandez, and there's going to be no good.
Extra point attempt is no good. Wow.
Interesting right there, but it is 6-0 for Coldwater over Northwest. Can the Mounties respond? We'll find out next in 30 seconds on K105.3.
Avenue Auto has moved. Still located on West Michigan Avenue, you can find Avenue Auto across the street from their previous location on the curve, where there's more room, more vehicles, and more deals. Avenue Auto is still the pathway to Jackson's top pre-owned vehicles, featuring vehicles ranging from $5,000 to $20,000. No money for a down payment? Inquire about their zero down program. Avenue Auto, family owned, treating you well for 30 years. Located in their new lot on West Michigan Avenue, across from their previous location on the curve.
A fumble by Northwest on the Coldwater 5-yard line, recovered by the Cardinals, taken all the way to the house by Drew Ennis for a touchdown. And just like that, it's 6-0 for Coldwater over Northwest here on K105.3.
It looked like they ran the play, just forgot to take the ball with them. That's what it looked like.
It was sitting there, and yeah, you just picked it up.
Usually with fumbles, it's bouncing around, and the pigskin's hard to pick up. It's just sitting right there like a rock.
4:47 to go in the first quarter after that score. First quarter, by the way, brought to you by Griswold Carpet One here on K105.3. Kickoff on its way from Coldwater, fielded directly at the 35-yard line, able to get about 10 yards on the return. That was the senior, Rylan Johnson.
And he took a hit from Evan Lewis, just came in and leveled him to knock him down. But with the way Coldwater is kicking off here, they're giving the Mounties decent field position. You know, and right now, as far as as far as the battle between the offensive line and the defensive line, the Mounties are winning. The Mounties are winning that battle right now. They're basically able to move the ball at will on this Coldwater defense.
First and 10 from the Mounties' 45-yard line, right hash mark. Krishner under center, three backs behind him. No receivers far to either side. Handing this one off directly behind, short to the right, and it's going to be a tackle potentially for a loss.
Caden Robbie, number 23, got through the line, got the tackle for the loss. Another big hit. It's kind of like that play, that fumble return for a score. Put a little spark in this defense. It just has a different feeling now with them out here on the green, on the turf.
A little bit of a jump, and it just gave them the confidence, like, hey, if we get good jumps, if we get good reads on these carries, then we can get more plays like that. It's second down and 11 from the Northwest 44, right hash mark, 4:01 and counting in this first quarter. Pitch out to the left, sweeping to the far sideline, but another great read and early tackle for Coldwater for another loss. Penalty marker as well on the play.
Drew Ennis was there on the stop. First one to make contact. Interesting to see that who this is kind of in the area of holding, so I wouldn't be surprised if this goes back a little farther.
Yeah, I'm kind of interested. It did likely going to be a holding throw on Northwest side as well. So we'll see what the call is. But with the tackle for a loss, I would be interested if Coldwater just declines it outright, which it is a holding against Northwest, and they are declining it.
Okay. So that's going to put them in that third and long situation, which this Northwest offense does not lend itself to be in this type of a situation.
It's the first carry of the game as well for the junior Jeffrey Miller for a loss. Down at the 42-yard line, it was a loss of two. So now it's third down and 13 for Northwest, their own 42-yard line towards the left hash mark. Clock running again, 3:30 and counting in this first quarter. A 6-0 lead for Coldwater.
And Northwest has had possession pretty much the entire first quarter.
Yeah. Very interesting indeed. Oh, there's going to be another penalty right here. A Mountie jump that was Leyland Lindemeyer on the right side of the line.
You got it. One of the keys to the game for Northwest was to play a clean game. Yeah, and already we've only two penalties so far in the contest, but both, one for Coldwater at a critical point and this one for the Mounties at a very critical point. But only two penalties in the first quarter.
It's not horrible. Still pretty manageable, as it's now third and long, third and 18 to be exact, and they're not spread right here. We'll see if Northwest tries to change it up as they take the snap. Now they're peeling out, throwing the near side. Ooh, that one's caught, nearly dropped, but running to the near sideline. Breaking a tackle and going to be in for the first down. One man to beat. Penalty marker down, forced out at the Coldwater 30-yard line. That was Jackson Beebe on the catch. Will this play stand?
Dayton Ennis and Bennett McDonald, 24 and 25 for Coldwater, making the stop on that one. Great play. Made it look like you're going to run it up the gut. You kind of bootleg out, get it to you. I believe that was a tight end on a route, and just able to get some good yards and first down. Great play for the Mounties. Is it going to stand?
Yeah, that's a big question right here. The officials are still meeting. They got a group of four officials talking this one over. Now going over to the Northwest sideline with second-year head coach Stafford Newsom.
It is against Northwest.
Ooh.
Yeah. Wow.
What was it, though?
It looks like a block in the back.
Yeah, block in the back or... Yeah, so this one's coming back, which is unfortunate. Big play by Northwest to get not only the big gain, but get a first down conversion on a third and 18, but it's coming back, and we're going to replay this third down.
Griswold Carpet 1 bringing us this first quarter of action. It's gone by really quick.
So they did officially call a holding. So potentially as he was trying to make his way up the field after the catch, that's probably where that happened based on where the penalty was thrown. So that's really going to sting for the Mounties as they place the ball on the 39-yard line. So they actually moved it up from where they started the third down. It's now at the 39-yard line. It was at the 37-yard line the play before, which is pretty interesting.
Okay.
So now it's that
still
makes
third
it
down.
A,
yeah, okay.
It's now a third down and 16 from the Mountie 39-yard line right hash mark. So there's now going to be a timeout called by Northwest. We're going to step aside as well. 2:22 to go in the first quarter. Coldwater strikes first with a fumble return for a touchdown. It's 6-0 over Northwest. Back in 30 seconds on K105.3.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
Northwest continuing to charge up the field before this drive is being crushed by penalties. They're now looking after a couple of penalties at a 3rd and 16 from their own 39-yard line. Connor Dockery with Mark W. Daly here from Northwest High School. 2:22 to go in the first. Coldwater leads Northwest 6-0. Spread offense now for Northwest. They're lining up. Christner, pocket collapses, and oh, he's going to be sacked big time by the Cardinals. Wow, what a hit.
That was a big hit, and it was almost kind of like a hip toss, too. You saw legs going up in the air and body just hitting the ground hard. Number 23, Caden Robbie getting through the line and getting that lick, and I don't see anything else other than a punt right now for the Mounties.
They have to. I mean, that's just too risky. They're way too far back and just a long shot, so I would be curious, but a 10-yard sack by Caden Roby. So Cardinals are sending a guy back to receive, and this one is officially punted away. Fielded for a fair catch at the Coldwater 40-yard line by Dayton Ennis, the sophomore.
Smart decision for him to do that because there were three black jerseys all unblocked that were getting ready to lay a lick on him if he didn't put up the fair catch signal.
This will be the first official drive of the game for Coldwater, and we've only got 95 seconds to go in the first quarter. Of course, Northwest on their first drive drove all the way down to the 5-yard line. Fourth and one from the 5-yard line. Fumbled it. Coldwater recovered it all the way for the touchdown. And that's how we got to this point. As Coldwater lines up, two wide to the right, one to the left. Handoff to the left side. Going to charge forward for about 2 to 3 yards there. That was Nassim Taha, the junior, on the carry.
Number 22, Caden Lilly, getting the stop for the Mounties. And, yeah, it was a good open field tackle, only allowing like 2 or 3 yards and just getting the stop on that one, preventing the damage. Two different style of offenses here where Coldwater tends to just kind of keep it spread out all game long.
Two receivers right, one to the left, second down and 8 from the 42-yard line left hash mark. Quick hand off to the right. It's Taha again. He's going to be stopped just shy of the 45. Maybe we'll be able to muscle an extra yard or two after that. And it's a Coldwater third down.
Did a really good job following his two blockers, but the Mountie defense able to solve that just a little bit. About 3 jerseys able to get in there. You know, on a play where it's designed to get about 4 to 5 yards, they get limited the damage to just a couple.
Time winding down here in the first quarter. We got 30 seconds and counting, so this is potentially the last play right here. 6-0 lead for Coldwater. Third down and 5 from their own 45-yard line. Two receivers right, one to the left. Drayson Foster, the sophomore quarterback, in the gun. He peels out of the pocket, going to the far sideline, and he'll throw this one forward. Nearly intercepted by the Mounties, but it'll wind up incomplete. That was Avery Anspaugh nearly picking him off.
That was a good heads-up play to kind of cut off the route and get in front of the receiver. Almost picked that one off here as seconds are winding down in the Griswold Carpet 1 first quarter.
So that'll stop the clock at 12 seconds, and just like that, Coldwater, they're looking at a fourth down, and they look like they're lining up to punt this one away. So a quick 3-and-out potentially here for the Cardinals. High snap, but they are punting this one away. So just like that, the Mounties going to have another drive here as the ball rolls friendly for Coldwater all the way down to the Mountie 20-yard line. And that brings the clock all the way down to 2 seconds.
So they'll have one play here from this end of the field. Then we'll have to flip it back to the other end. But, yeah, this Mountie offense, the scoreboard doesn't show it, but they've controlled this first quarter. This Griswold Carpet won first quarter. They've had the ball pretty much the whole time.
It was literally just that miscue, that lost fumble at the 5-yard line, and we could be looking at a completely different game here if that point didn't happen. But, to your point, Northwest absolutely has just controlled the clock. They've controlled the field besides that last drive with some of those penalties. So not a bad first quarter by Northwest. They definitely have a few things to clean up, but we'll see what happens on this last play. 2 seconds left. Coldwater leads 6-0. It's going to be first and 10 from the Mounties 20-yard line.
I'll bet you a shiny nickel it's a run play.
Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Two back behind Christner, who is under center. Takes a snap and, yes, handoff up the middle. Going to get a couple yards. Ooh, able to get a little bit more than I thought. Gain of about 5, and that will end the first quarter of play. And it's Coldwater on top, 6-0 over Northwest. We got the second quarter coming up next right here on K105.3 in 60 seconds.
The way we use our homes is changing, and your local Carrier experts are here to improve your indoor comfort, from optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier.
Lamers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson County's premier Carrier dealer on Lansing Ave. For services like preventative maintenance, new installations, or replacements, give them a call at 517-787-6984 or visit them online at lamersheating.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Lamers.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back, Jackson County, to the new school year. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Second quarter about to get underway here at Northwest. 6-0 lead for Coldwater. Northwest looking at a second down and 5 from their own 26-yard line left hash mark. Mark W. Daly, a score update.
Lumen Christi on top right now, 7-0. U of D Jesuit, I think, is their opponent here tonight.
Yes. So score update there. First play here, a quick tackle by Coldwater on the left side of the line there.
Once again, Caden Roby wrapping him up and taking him down. But it's a third and manageable for this Mountie offensive line.
I thought he wasn't going to get any yardage on that one, but looks like they gave him a yard. It's third down and 4 from the 27-yard line left hash mark for the Mounties. They are only 1 of 4 on third down, however. They got two receivers to the right, none to the left. One back behind Christner. Going to pitch this one out to the right. Cutting forward, spinning, and down maybe just shy of the first down. That was Watuski again.
Little bit short of it. It could have been a disaster because he was almost wrapped up behind the line of scrimmage, and it was high. Got him up by the shoulder pads, maybe even the helmet, possibly got away with a penalty there, but the young man just spun out of it and just kept moving forward, able to get this fourth, and kind of looks like half a yard at this point. We've got a Coldwater Cardinal down.
Yeah, and I did see that, as you mentioned, potentially a bit of a face mask there on the run. That was Nathan Watuski, the senior, who has had a couple of good runs in this one. He's up to 21 yards on 6 carries. But, yeah, we do have a Cardinal down.
And usually when your body bends like that, the defense is grabbing onto something that they shouldn't be grabbing onto. As that was a little awkward. And looks like we got one of the big guys. I can't quite catch the number.
Yeah, there's 4 players in the 60s number-wise on the team, and I can only see the 6. I can't really see the other digit, but we do have a Cardinal down 11:14 to go in the first half. It's a 6-0 lead for Coldwater. Beautiful evening for football here at Northwest. A little bit of rain earlier this afternoon, but that all cleared up and perfect weather, packed house. Well, boy, Northwest, these Mountie supporters, they really came to support their Mounties in this one.
Oh, they do. It's a great football culture here. Even though they haven't had the history and success for it, but I mean, this community just comes out and comes together for, I mean, just an all-around perfect football night. I mean, every aspect of the school, from the band to the cheerleaders to the team and the boosters and beyond, everybody just comes together, contributes what happens here tonight.
So the injury subsided. It was to the junior Raul Cecilio for Coldwater. He is escorted to the sidelines, so we'll continue to monitor him. Hopefully he's okay. Northwest looking at a 4th-and-1 from their own 30-yard line. Big decision to make right here. Do they want to gamble and try to get the first down, or are they going to play it safe and punt this one away?
Looks like they're lining to go for it.
We will see. And they are going for it. Tush push, and they do move the chains. Moving forward for the first down. Great play by the Mounties.
Good, strong push from his big guys up front. You can tell that is the pride and joy of this coach, and he just loves using his linemen.
Fourth first down of the game for the Mounties. They're now 1 of 1 on fourth down. That's an 8-yard gain for the quarterback, Gabriel Christner, as it's now a 1st-and-10 from the 38-yard line, right hash mark. 10:40 and counting in the first half of play. Coldwater leading Northwest 6-0. The only score of the game being a fumble recovered for a touchdown by Drew Ennis of the Cardinals. Christner ready to go. Three backs behind him. Going to pitch this one out. Now sweeping off to the left before meeting three different Cardinals and going to be down for maybe a yard at most.
That was number 23, Caden Roby, again in on the stop for the Cardinals. And no gain on that play for this Mountie offense, setting up a second and quite long here in this Griswold Carpet 1 second quarter.
Jeffrey Miller, the ball carrier. He's got two carries for a loss of 2 yards. It's going to be 2nd-and-10 from the Northwest 38-yard line, left hash mark. 9:45 and counting in this first quarter of play. First half of play, I beg your pardon.
Right. It's gone by quick.
It has. It feels like a first quarter here.
Well, we were triggered early on in the season. So, like you said off air, every quarter is going to feel like a fast quarter.
Yeah, compared to East Jackson and Vandercook Lake as Northwest, they're going to take a timeout here. We'll step aside as well. Back in 30 seconds, 6-0 lead for Coldwater on K105.3.
Wilby Transit Mix has been family-owned and operated since 1907. We are proud to be a part of this community, and we embrace the improvements and changes made to the infrastructure, commercial construction industry, and especially the residential markets here in Jackson County. We specialize in all things concrete-related, from the latest tools and supplies to overhead concrete pumping and material trucking. Give us a shout at 782-9493, and let well over 100 years of experience go to work for you. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Six nothing Coldwater over Northwest. 9:35 to go in the first half of play. Connor Dockery with Mark W. Daly. Northwest 2nd-and-10 for their 38-yard line. Going from right to left on your radio dial for this second quarter. Taking the snap, fakes the handoff left, goes right. Going to get a maybe 2 or 3 yards around the 40-yard line. It's another third down.
Number 73 for the Cardinals. In on the stop, that's Alex Crabtree. First one there. You had a handful of other ones come in to polish it off. But it kind of feels like, at least this drive anyway, the Cardinals have dialed in their defense and kind of figured out which way the Mounties are going to go when they're lining up in that power eye.
Starting to get some better reads, and the offense has just slowed to a bit of a halt here for the Mounties as they're now looking at a 3rd-and-8 from their 40-yard line. 8:54 and counting in this first half. Quick snap, fake the handoff, now peeling out of the pocket, throw to the left. That one is complete and forced out of bounds. Jackson Beebe. That is going to be close. I think he might be short of the first down. It's going to be a fourth down.
He tried to reach out as he was being hit and pushed out of bounds. Boy, that's – you look at where that is on the far side and where they place the ball here. Oh, man, that's less than half a yard. It's really close.
Fourth down and one from the Mounties 47-yard line. Clock stopped at 8:46.
Not a generous spot.
First official pass of the game for Christner. That one complete to Beebe. Mounties going for it. Charging forward again, and they do look like they move the chains with the forward progress. And they're still going. They popped loose. Oh, my goodness. And going to break through. Did they call the stop? They did. Okay.
I thought that was a stop. I mean, that's the second time I've been fooled on a play here tonight, because it just looked like it was in a big scrum, and I'm looking at the pile trying to find the number. The next thing I know, you've got two or three guys over here by the 40 still running. But, man, that was – this game is going quick, and it's just it's not short of excitement tonight. This is fun.
And they gave him the extra gain, too, all the way up to the 37-yard line in Coldwater territory. That is impressive, and that was the quarterback right there, Gabriel Christner, on the ground. That was a gain of 16 yards. Now a quick handoff to the right-hand side. Sneaking on through. Big gain. 25-20. 15 spun down.
Number 25 for Coldwater making the stop. Bennett McDonald. But not after Northwest was able to zig and zag their way through the defense, get that first down and then some, and here they are in the red zone once again, knocking on the door.
42 yards on 8 carries for Nathan Latuski. That was 19 yards on the ground, able to break open for a big gain now. First and 10 from the 18-yard line of Coldwater, left hash mark. 7:25 and counting, Coldwater leading 6-0, but Northwest trying to break onto the scoreboard here. Hand off to the right side. Ooh, immediately stopped for a loss. That was Beebe on the ground.
And, you know, they pulled three blockers to go all that way. Looks like they pulled a lineman. Of course, some of the others in the backfield had three blockers leading that way. But the Cardinal defense was able to find just a little sliver of a hole through those three big bodies, explode through, and take down the back for a loss for the Mounties.
Loss of four. It's second down and 14 from the 22-yard line now. Northwest pushed out of the red zone. 6:41 and counting in this first half. That clock just keeps on ticking, of course, with Northwest controlling the clock and really putting together a lot of these good plays. Going to be a pitch out behind on second down. Bit of a stiff arm here. Forced nearly out of bounds, but in at around the 15-yard line. And then penalty markers after the play, possibly unsportsmanlike conduct on Coldwater.
He was hit way out of bounds. He was past the big white part of the sideline. And looked like it was number 24. Just came in and hit him anyway. That was Dayton Ennis. Just plowed him out of bounds when he was well out of bounds. So they're going to get the first down and then some on this.
Yeah, that would have been a gain of 10, would have made it third and close.
Oh, yeah.
So, boy, that's going to really hurt Coldwater if that's the case.
The Griswold Carpet won second quarter. It's been the Griswold Carpet won first half.
It is against Coldwater. Personal foul against the Cardinals. So that would have been a 10-yard run, but just like that, it's going to be first and goal from the Cardinal 8-yard line.
It's been, I mean, that's the fourth penalty so far today, if I'm counting correctly. It's so, for the most part, it's been a relatively clean game. But these flags are coming out at just inopportune times for both of these teams.
Yeah, has been very even so far, and you were close at five penalties
this game.
Three on Northwest, that was the second on the Coldwater Cardinals.
Aiden Hutchinson, five penalties.
There we go. Clock stopped at 9:26, but now running again. 6-0 lead for Coldwater. Hand off up the middle for the Mounties, trying to charge forward, trying to get inside the five. We'll see if he got a yard or two.
Looks like he was able to get a few on that one. They kind of took it off the the right guard and cut it back towards us on this side of the field. And able to kind of pick their way a little bit through the defense, but really just some good power running on that one. He took a few bodies with him, stayed low, just kept chopping his feet, kept moving forward.
Avery Anspaugh, the ball carrier, 2 yards. It's second and goal from the 6-yard line left hash mark. 5:48 and counting in the second quarter of play. Mountie's knocking on the door. Let's see if they can make it happen here. Christner under center. Taking the snap, going to run this one himself, sweeping on the far sideline. He's going to charge in, and did he break the plane before being forced out of bounds? No signal yet from the official.
He's standing right there on the one.
Ooh, that was very close.
And I'm surprised another flag didn't come out, because when he was brought down, his feet made it to the end zone, but his head and shoulders were pulled back. It looked like it was, again, kind of in that horse collarish area.
Yeah.
A very awkward landing for him.
Two more tries for the Mounties, and they're going to charge this one forward with Christner. And did he cross this time? He did. Touchdown, Mounties.
And look at the show that happens here when you get an Aspen Heating and Cooling touchdown here at Mountie Nation. The lights flicker on and off. The crowd goes crazy. The band strikes it up. It's a big deal for the Aspen 1-hour heating and cooling touchdown.
Beautiful atmosphere here. We're now tied at 6 in the first half, and the Mounties.
Oh, yeah, the swinging gate, huh?
Yeah, we'll see. Well, are they going for two? No, they are going for the one extra point. It's going to be Lucas Rattel, the junior, kicking this one. Kick is up, and the kick is good. Northwest leads 7-6. 4:55 to go in the first half of play. We're back in 30 seconds on K105.3.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. Many home repairs are put on a to-do list, like a leaky faucet or water line, a clogged drain, or a toilet not working properly. These minor repairs can lead to water damage that will be much more expensive to fix in the long run, with the potential for mold to grow or flooring to be replaced due to a water leak. Call the experts at Grimes Plumbing at 517-748-7173 and let's finish your to-do list. Or look us up online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or on Facebook at Grimes Plumbing Company, Inc.
Seven to six, Northwest leading over Coldwater with 4:55 to go in the first half following Gabriel Christner's 1-yard touchdown run.
Pinckney on top of Jayhigh right now, 7-0, 6:02 in the second. Baltimore on top of the Tigers, 2-0 in the first.
Ooh, there's still a lot of time.
Nah, a lot of baseball there. Oh, those Tigers have been hot lately.
And they didn't even play yesterday, and because Minnesota lost, tied for the final wild card there with about 2 weeks left. That's going to be very interesting to watch as this one kicked away by Northwest, fielded around the 35-yard line by Evan Lewis.
You know, even though it was a short kick, that's still... it's still one of the worst field positions for a team to start tonight. They're at the 36.
This is the...
deepest anybody started.
Yeah. And not only that, but the second drive of the game only for Coldwater. They went 3 and out their first drive, and that was it. Again, their only score came on a fumble recovery, 95 yards for a score. So Coldwater will see if they can string some plays together and try to regain the lead here in the first half. First and 10 from the 36. Intercepted on the left-hand side by Northwest. Caden Willie, the senior.
They just kind of sat back in their coverage. You could see it developing a mile away. The receivers went out, tried to find the soft spot in that zone coverage. The defenders just sit there. They were patient. They waited. They saw the passing lane, and they were just able to jump out in front of it, get the interception. And that was almost a pick six. He just had the one guy to beat. There was nobody else over here on this side. If he's able to get around that defender, it's a pick six.
Wow. The tides turn here at the home of the Mounties.
What's the office? What was the saying from the office? Oh, how the turntables
have turned. There we go. Yeah. Oh, how the turntables. 4:50 to go in the first half. Northwest leads 7-6 over Coldwater, and they regain possession at the 38-yard line of Coldwater. Fake handoff right, goes left, stumbling in for a big gain. 30, 25, 20, 15, brought out of down. Bound of bounds, if I can even talk right. Out of bounds.
That was number 14 for Coldwater, Landon Derschel, who had to catch him from behind to get him down because he was just picking and weaving his way. The way they had that play designed, it made it look like everything was going right. All of a sudden, you just got this one dude with the ball coming left, picking his way through the defense.
Oh,
we have a
no.
flag?
I can't even see the penalty marker on the play. It looks like a holding on Northwest. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Yeah, I didn't even see. I don't even see the flag down. Could be blocked by the players right in front of us, but wow, that one's going to hurt. A first down called back.
Yeah, that does hurt. But, I mean, on the bright side here for this home team, they still have possession of the ball. And the way their offense is, they're going to eat up. They could potentially eat up the rest of the second half and or first half. This Griswold Carpet won first half, and they could potentially go in to the locker room with the lead here with the way their offense has been chewing up the clock. Coldwater called the timeout.
It is a timeout, Coldwater. We will leave it here for the time being. 7-6 lead for the Mounties. They not only come off of that touchdown, but also a pick on that first play of the drive for Coldwater, which is just their fourth offensive play of the game only. Talk about the momentum this Northwest team has.
They do. They've got the momentum right now. Big play on defense, dominating the possession and the yards on offense. They've just been in control this whole game. Scoreboard doesn't show it. They've been in control this whole game.
Have you ever seen a first down and two before?
No.
Well, that's what we're seeing right here with that holding penalty from where that happened. It brings it back to the 30-yard line, but still replay first down. The goal for the first down is 28-yard line, so a first and two for the Mounties.
We've seen some weird things this season, haven't
we? Yeah. That's pretty interesting. A fake handoff left, going right, sweeping on the far sideline, in for the first down, and then some. 25-20, out the 15, near out of bounds.
Oh, he just took a big hit from Coldwater. He had one dude kind of hanging on to his shirt, dragging him along, and then it looked like it was number 14 again. Landon Derschel just lowered his shoulder, laid a hit on him, but damage done. Damage done. First down and then some, and the clock continues to run for Northwest.
A gain of 12 on the play for Avery Anspaugh, and it's first and 10 from the 18-yard line right hash mark for the Mounties. 4:05 and counting in the first half, 7-6 lead for Northwest. And there's going to be a penalty right here. Somebody jumped there on the line.
Yeah, it looked like it was their left guard got a little antsy. And just when you're, it's like a two steps forward, one step backward, it feels like, for this offense. They've been able to overcome some of their miscues.
You know,
they keep possession. They're able to keep moving the ball, but they're making their job harder tonight.
Makes it a first and 15 from the 23-yard line right hash mark in Coldwater territory. So you still got to make some good decisions here. Only one pass attempt here. But other than that, on the ground, they've just been able to chip their way up the field each and every drive. There's going to be a handoff up the middle and maybe a yard or two on that one.
It looked like it was right off of the right guard, and then they kind of kicked it out once he got past the line of scrimmage. But that swarming Coldwater defense able to surround it and get the stop.
Jackson Beebe, the ball carrier. He's got 6 yards on 7 carries. So a lot of different options here for Northwest. They've had 7 different ball carriers on the ground in this one. Second down and 14 from the 22-yard line right hash mark. 3 minutes and less and counting to go in this first half. Hand off to the left-hand side, trying to sneak through and down maybe just shy of the 20 right here.
They did that same thing again where they try to make it look like everything's going right. You got your one lone back cutting it left, and it looked like it was number 73, Crabtree, Alex Crabtree again, to make the stop for the Cardinals.
Got another third down. It was just only 1 yard on the ground. That was Jeffrey Miller, the ball carrier. It's third down and 13 from the 21-yard line. So Northwest trying to at least make this a fourth and close at this point. But that clock keeps running, 2:08 and counting in the first half of play. And
Griswold Carpet won second quarter. You know, they place us right above the food court here. Man, it smells good.
I know, that's dangerous, placing us. I have to walk through there on our way to the restrooms as Northwest is going to call their third and final timeout of the first half. We're going to step aside as well. 2:01 to go in the first half. 7-6 lead. Northwest over Coldwater. Back in 30 seconds on K105.3.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
One to go in the first half, 7-6 Northwest lead. Mark Daly, you have some score updates.
Columbia Central on top of Addison right now, 11-8.
Wow, that's a big one.
You don't really see 11 a whole lot,
yeah,
in high school football. So 11-8 in that one. And got another one here if time allows. In the first, Michigan sent Leslie on top of center, 13-6.
It's a big game right there,
mm-hmm,
for Columbia Central, a really good Addison team, as third down and 13 for Northwest, peeling out of the pocket. Christner trying to get a couple of yards out of it, and he's going to be in for a couple yards, but it's still going to be fourth and long.
Yeah, fourth and a real long. It feels like their kicker's got enough in the leg to make this from here. I don't know, are they going to put the trust in them?
They might do it. I think they're going for the field goal.
That extra point. I mean, it was low, but it was a bullet right off his leg.
So fourth down and 9 from the 17-yard line. Field goal attempt is up and in. You don't see many high school field goals, but the field goal is up and in. We got some extracurricular activities, some pushing and shoving between Northwest and Coldwater after the fact.
We'll have a little Aspen heating and cooling bonus field goal there. They're supposed to be the touchdown sponsors, but we'll give them the field goal there too.
Yeah, that was pretty interesting, but Northwest able to make it happen. You talked about it pregame that it's not that not that common you see field goals, but Northwest, their kicker has a leg, so if they get close enough range like they did that time, able to make it happen with the field goal. And just like that, it is a 10-6 lead for the Mounties over Coldwater with 1:18 to go in the first half.
Real quick first half has been here, too.
Yeah, it's been flying by, and it's just been a beautiful atmosphere here. Packed house. It's homecoming night for Northwest. Tons of supporters here, and still a decent amount of Coldwater fans made the trip out here. It was probably a difficult parking situation getting in.
A little bit of a hike, too, from Coldwater.
It took them a little bit of time to fill out those stands, but they've got a good amount of people there. They've got a good amount of students, a student section there as well, all dressed in white for their Cardinals, as this one kicked away and fielded around the 35-yard line for the Cardinals as they try to get something going here.
Basically exactly the same spot. This possession where they started last possession.
35-yard line is where Coldwater will set up shop. They've only had 4 total offensive plays. They went 3 and out on their first drive of the game, and this is their last drive of the game. A interception on the first play, so Coldwater really trying to get something going here to try to maybe regain the lead at halftime. 3 receivers left, 1 to the right. Out of the pocket is Foster. Makes a throw on the far sideline. That's going to be caught and forced out of bounds. What a big throw there. That was Evan Lewis on the catch.
This Cardinal offense can strike and strike big. They've got that that spread offense. They're able to get down the field quick and find that open spot right on the 40. Big gain on first down. They're going for it here. They're going to try to get a score on the board before the half ends.
That was a gain of 25 yards on that throw. First and 10 for Coldwater from the Northwest 40-yard line. Coldwater trying to say that there was a jump there by Northwest, not called. Throw on the near side, that one's caught, able to dodge a tackle, but brought down for maybe a loss right there. That was Dayton Ennis on the catch.
And quick stop right there. Yeah, if it's a loss, it's going to be just a very minor loss, but the defense had that one sniffed out and able to get the stop on that one and keep them in bounds.
Yeah, and the clock is ticking. 45 seconds of counting in the first half. 10-6 Northwest lead. Coldwater, second and 10 from the 40. Three receivers left, one to the right. Foster out of the pocket to the left. Fakes the pass. Pocket collapses. Throw up the middle. Just high and incomplete for the intended target, Dayton Ennis.
That was kind of Patrick Mahomes-ish, too.
Yeah.
As he's kind of on the move. Little sidearm, low throw. Trying to do anything he can to get it to his guy.
Bit of a dodgy play as well. If he threw that one just a little bit higher, there was that Northwest safety right back there that could have been an interception.
Yeah. But with it being an incomplete, clock's going to stop here, which works in the favor of this Coldwater offense, as we've seen. They're able to strike. They can sling it. They can complete it.
31 seconds left in the half. Third and 10 from the 40. Two receivers either side. Foster, the snap, looking downfield. Pocket collapses. Running out of danger. He takes it on the ground himself. Dodges a tackle. Still running. 30,
ball's
25.
Out.
Ball comes loose. Who picks it up on the near side? It looks like Coldwater hangs onto it as the lineman Jackson Riley diving on it at the 30. And it is a first down.
That kind of squirted out like it was a slippy pick. It just went from like three different hands for Coldwater before one was able to fall right on it. Keep the possession, keep the first down. Coldwater calls a timeout.
And only their first of three timeouts, I believe. They've still got two time. I think they took one earlier in the half, so they might have only one timeout left, but regardless, Coldwater takes a timeout here. We're going to leave it right here. There's only 17 seconds left in the first half of play. 10-6 lead for Northwest, and Coldwater finally getting some play on offense. They're finally making some plays. They really haven't had the ball at all this whole first half, and they're trying to make their way upfield, trying to sneak in for a late score to close the half.
You see a lot of times when offenses get into that hurry-up mode and they're kind of forced to make those big chunks, you know, they might fail on two of them, but it's that one big one that they give up that moves them down the field. That's what we're seeing right now. They're in that hurry-up mode trying to get that score before clock runs out here in this Griswold Carpet 1 second quarter.
And they got to be very careful. They've had a couple dodgy plays. Of course, you talked about that interception near interception pocket collapsed by Drayson Foster. And then, of course, that fumble that was recovered by Coldwater. But, of course, that could have been a turnover as well. Timeout over. First and 10 from the 29-yard line. And the ball was snapped as the whistles were still being blown. I'm not sure this is a penalty. If anything, they just started too soon.
Well, Stafford Newsom was calling for something here on this side. We had 17 seconds at one point. Now there's 20 back on the clock.
Yeah, they might have added three more before the timeout. So, oh, they are going to throw a late penalty marker right here. Northwest is clapping, and it is a delay of game on Coldwater. Their third penalty.
Something, some sort of miscommunication in that within that offense to come out of a timeout and then have a delay of game.
Just a five-yard penalty there. It's first and 15 from the 34-yard line. 20 seconds left in the first half. Coldwater still trying to make a late effort of it here. Three receivers left, one to the right, one back with Foster, the quarterback in the gun. And there's going to be multiple guys jumping there on the Coldwater line. That's going to be a false start.
Northwest showed that they were going to bring some heat on the far side, and that's when you had the lineman from Coldwater jump and get into his pass protection. That was kind of forced by Northwest. Kind of scared him out of his stance because they're bringing some heat.
Yeah, you saw them coming in, those linebackers, and that really threw off the line there, left side. They got moving, and it's another bad penalty. Another 5 yards, but it is first and 20 now from the 39-yard line. Still at 20 seconds left. Lining up for the throw, Foster peels out of the pocket to the left. Looking downfield near the 5 yard line. Caught and then lost. Incomplete is what it is ruled. Wow.
Dude over here for Northwest was getting held like Aiden Hutchinson all the last game. He had his hands up and everything and just could not get away from the it would have been an offensive hold.
So another scary play right there, Coldwater. Again, they could have, if they ruled that he had it long enough to where that could have potentially been a fumble, that could have been another turnover right there. But holding on to it and getting away without the penalty, it's going to be second and 20 from the 39-yard line. 12 seconds to go in the first half. Likely seen another deep play here. Three receivers left, one to the right. Foster gets the snap. Pulling out of the pocket, now throw up the middle. Too much pepper on that one. It's incomplete.
Northwest again bringing the heat. Same side they were last time, but Coldwater did a really good job of picking it up. Actually able to put two bodies on that blitzing back and give their quarterback the protection he needed. He just overthrew his receiver on that one.
And this is likely going to be the last play of the half. Just 4 seconds left. Clock stopped with the incompletion. 10-6 for Northwest. And it's a third and 20 for Coldwater, although that doesn't matter. It's really score or bust on this play. Two receivers to either side. Foster, one back with him. Taking the snap, surveying downfield. Pocket collapses, and he's going to be fumbled from behind. It's poked loose, and Northwest recovers as the first half comes to a close.
We got a Mountie down right there at the 48.
What a way to end the first half. Coldwater, their second turnover of the half. And we will see. It looks like that Mountie should be okay. He's up. It's Jamin Field, the senior. He is walking away under his own power.
Northwest brought the heat again. They've been bringing blitzes pretty regularly, just trying to break up what's going on in that backfield, and able to cause enough disruption right there where the quarterback had to scramble, strip sack, and ball out on the ground. Oh, man, so exciting, the last few minutes of that Griswold Carpet 1 second quarter.
Excellent first half for Northwest, and even though the scoreboard doesn't show it, that was a almost dominant first half for the Mounties as they go into the halftime locker room up 10-6. We're going to step aside, and then we've got a special presentation from MHSAA, and then myself, Connor Dockery, and Mark W. Day will break down that first half of play between Coldwater and Northwest. Again, Northwest leading 10-6. Now at halftime on K105.3.
You've created a cool indoor retreat. Now let Carrier provide the quiet, efficient cooling you can depend on all summer with a range of innovative cooling solutions to deliver premium comfort and energy savings.
Lamers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson County's premier Carrier dealer on Lansing Ave. For services like preventative maintenance, new installations, or replacements, give them a call at 517-787-6984 or visit them online at lamersheating.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Lamers.
Every parent wants their child to be a well-rounded student. Western School District can deliver just that. At Western Schools, they'll benefit from an outstanding academic program while also participating in competitive athletics and award-winning fine arts programs like band, drama, and visual arts. You will want your children to be a part of the Panther Pride. For more information, go to WSDPanthers.org or call 517-841-8171 to learn how to enroll. Western School District, a tradition of excellence.
Taking your medications improperly can have serious health consequences. The experts at Brown's Advanced Care Pharmacy offer free medication packaging to take the guesswork out of taking your prescriptions and will deliver them right to your door. Visit them on Facebook or call 750-2180 for more information.
Avenue Auto has moved. Still located on West Michigan Avenue, you can find Avenue Auto across the street from their previous location on the curve, where there's more room, more vehicles, and more deals. Avenue Auto is still the pathway to Jackson's top pre-owned vehicles, featuring vehicles ranging from $5,000 to $20,000. No money for a down payment? Inquire about their zero down program. Avenue Auto, family owned, treating you well for 30 years. Located in their new lot on West Michigan Avenue, across from their previous location on the curve.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union. Keeps a membership up where they. Membership up where they. Keeps a membership up where they belong.
Four decades calling high school sports on the radio, and more kids than ever are playing high school sports. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. For the last 40 years, listeners to Sheboygan football games on WCBY have heard the same voice.
Mike Grisdale tonight, a very sunny evening here at the Western Avenue.
Mike Grisdale has been on the air calling games for Sheboygan since 1985, and on Friday, September 13th, Sheboygan named its press box after Grisdale. In addition to football, he's called nearly 1,000 Sheboygan basketball games as well. And the game he called after having the press box named for him turned out to be quite a thriller. Elk Rapids took a 23-0 lead over Sheboygan before the Chiefs scored 30 straight points to win.
And that'll do it. Chiefs come back from 23 down, and they are going nuts on the near sideline.
Adam Burry, a little bit of spirit there to him. Awesome, awesome. Great for these guys.
Final score, Sheboygan 30, Elk Rapids 23. The Chiefs go 2-1.
That comes courtesy of WCBY. Nate King is Grisdale's broadcast partner. Subscribers to the NFHS Network can also hear Grisdale's call of Sheboygan games. Just go to NFHSnetwork.com. And for more on Grisdale's story, please check out MHSAA.com. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Manchester's Jesse Sangster. He scored four times in a 5-1 win over Leslie and is now the all-time leading soccer scorer at Manchester with 94 career goals. Big Rapids tennis player Ari Ziska, he won his 103rd individual match against Vicksburg, making him the school's all-time leader. And at Union City's Gracie Phelps, she had 86 assists, 11 kills, and 36 digs during the Charger Classic, helping lead Union City to a tournament title.
Have a recent high school grad? They could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a four-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
In volleyball, a libero is a defensive player who plays in the back row. It's a fairly new position as it was introduced in 1998, and the libero plays by some unique rules. The libero wears a different color jersey from the rest of the team, so they are easily identifiable. Only one libero can be designated for each set of a match. The libero can serve, but cannot perform an overhead set in the front of the attack line or complete an attack if the ball is above the net. The libero is never allowed to rotate to the front line. The libero is the first line of defense, often passing to the setter and covering open spaces. The libero can be replaced without restriction, but in the event of an injury, can only be replaced by the player the libero originally replaced.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. Participation in Michigan high school sports continues to rank among the best in the nation, despite declining student enrollment. That's according to the annual participation study by the National Federation of State High School Associations. Overall, Michigan ranks 8th nationally with nearly 290,000 total participants. The total counts students for each sport played, meaning students who are multiple sport athletes are counted more than once. This outpaces Michigan's national rank in high school age population, which is 10th. Nationwide, participation topped 8 million for the first time ever. For the boys' sports, Michigan ranks 7th overall, with boys' bowling leading the nation in participation. Skiing is 3rd, boys' golf and ice hockey are both 4th. On the girls' side, Michigan ranks 8th overall, with bowling, skiing, golf, and tennis all coming in 3rd for their respective sports. More than 35,000 students in Michigan play football. That's the most of all sports in the state. For more on participation, including the benefits of playing multiple sports, please visit MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll be back next week.
Running a business isn't an easy feat, but these days, between hiring, managing the rising costs, and fielding customer calls, there's almost no time for running the financial side.
That's why I bank at County National Bank. CNB has convenient locations and online banking, as well as robust business banking services that allow me to spend time on the business instead of in it.
That sounds like the help I need. Banking that fits in the folds of my day.
Then give CNB a call. They're local people that you know and can trust.
Let's work together. To learn more, visit cnbb.bank. Member FDIC.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
What will you find at Clothing Carousel? Name brand fashions at unbelievable prices. Clothing Carousel has fall clothing for the entire family and is now accepting all fall consignments. Check out the large selection of fall clothing already in stock. Hurry in to shop for the best selection to update your look. Clothing Carousel also carries Andrew's Rustic Aromas, 100% soy candles, and a variety of fall scents like banana nut, leaves, toasted pumpkin spice latte, and maple pecan waffle. Clothing Carousel on the corner of 5th and Franklin in Jackson.
Every parent wants their child to be a well-rounded student. Western School District can deliver just that. At Western Schools, they'll benefit from an outstanding academic program while also participating in competitive athletics and award-winning fine arts programs like band, drama, and visual arts. You will want your children to be a part of the Panther Pride. For more information, go to WSDPanthers.org or call 517-841-8171 to learn how to enroll. Western School District, a tradition of excellence.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. Many home repairs are put on a to-do list, like a leaky faucet or water line, a clogged drain, or a toilet not working properly. These minor repairs can lead to water damage that will be much more expensive to fix in the long run, with the potential for mold to grow or flooring to be replaced due to a water leak. Call the experts at Grimes Plumbing at 517-748-7173 and let's finish your to-do list. Or look us up online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or on Facebook at Grimes Plumbing Company, Inc.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back, Jackson County, to the new school year. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Hi.
High School Football on K105.3, WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson.
Back at halftime for Northwest versus Coldwater. Connor Dockery with Mark W. Daly. It's a 10-6 halftime lead for Northwest over Coldwater. It was one of the more interesting first halves we've seen this season.
It was a pretty interesting first half, and you know, really, the score doesn't indicate what the game has been. Northwest has shut out the Coldwater offense. That was a defensive score. Northwest has pretty much controlled this game from start to finish. Their offense has been their best defense. We've seen how Coldwater, especially the last couple minutes of that Griswold Carpet 1 second quarter, they're able to move the ball. Their quarterback is accurate. He can sling it. He can move in the pocket. They've got receivers who can get open. But Northwest has just kept them off the field. They kept them off the field for the vast majority of the first half. Their offense is, and their offensive line has just controlled this game.
Yeah, it's been a lot of different areas that Northwest has really been controlling the action. And I think you mentioned it right there. With Coldwater, they just, you can't get in an offensive rhythm if your offense isn't getting the ball.
Right. Yeah, they're not. And they're not. They've been on for, if I had a guess, it's probably a total of 5 minutes, if that. The whole first half.
Yeah, and they've only had three drives, actually. So of course, the first drive of the game for the Mounties, they marched all the way down to the 5-yard line of Coldwater, lost the fumbles, taken to the house by Coldwater, 95 yards, and of course, immediately after that, Northwest got the ball again. It wasn't until the end of the first quarter that Coldwater finally got their first drive. It was a quick three and out. Mm-hmm. And then middle of that second quarter, one play interception.
Yep.
And then it wasn't until that last drive of the half that Coldwater finally got their offense in some sort of a rhythm, started making a couple big plays downfield. Of course, the big play was Drayson Foster throw to Evan Lewis for 25 yards to get into Mountie territory. But the offense fills it up from there, resulting in a lost fumble on a sack by Northwest. And
yeah, they had that big gain, and then Northwest D just kind of shut them down from there. They couldn't do anything after they got that big gain and then eventually stripped the ball from them.
Yeah, and it's been really impressive to see this Northwest team. They're hungry for their first win. They come in 0-3 on the season. Coldwater, of course, they're 2-1, but their two wins are against some pretty bad football teams.
Yeah,
so
they are. And Northwest's losses have been against some pretty good teams.
Yeah. And that's the same thing as well. Coldwater, their two wins are against bad teams. Their one loss is against a really good team. So at the same time, it's kind of hard to gauge where these teams stand. It's still pretty early. We're not even halfway through the season yet, but Northwest, for their homecoming game, you know they really want to get this first win in front of this packed house here in Blackman Township. Just a massive crowd here. Homecoming. Everybody's having a good time. The band with their great performance as always, of course, and they're making some good plays on both sides of the ball, really limiting Coldwater from getting in any sort of groove. As we'll look at some of these stats here, team stats, Northwest 8 first downs to just 2 from Coldwater. Northwest is 2 of 8 on third down, 2 of 2 on fourth down, 1 of 1 on field goals, 1 of 1 on extra points. They've got 1 sack, 1 turnover, 5 penalties. Coldwater 1 of 2 on third down, 0 of 1 on extra point kicks, 1 sack, 2 turnovers, and 4 penalties. For Coldwater, again, they just really haven't been able to make many plays. They've got 2 carries for Nassim Taha for just 5 yards. Otherwise, 2 of 7 passing from Drayson Foster, the quarterback. And, of course, 1 catch was for no gain to Dayton Ennis.
2 of 7. I mean, I didn't realize they had even 7 attempts on that. But that just shows how, you know, you've got your skill players for this Northwest team playing both sides of the ball. He's got a lot of talent at those positions. He really does. And, you know, I guess if your receivers, if they're not making a name for themselves on offense, they're going to do it on defense.
Yeah, and they definitely have been a lot of big plays on both sides of the ball. And, again, the really only big play was Foster to Evan Lewis, 25 yards on the pass. And, of course, an interception there as well for Foster. Meanwhile, on the other side, a lot big difference for Northwest. They've had a ton of different ball carries, seven, as a matter of fact, getting action. And just one of one passing for Gabriel Christner. It was a seven-yard completion to Jackson Beebe. Otherwise, just been all ground game. Of course, you got the lone touchdown for Northwest of the game by the quarterback, Gabriel Christner. He's got six carries, 24 yards with that touchdown. The other big carrier has been Nathan Latuski. He's got 42 yards on eight carries. Also for Avery Anspaugh, 5 yards or five carries for 37 yards.
And if I remember correctly on that completion, it was just kind of like a quick little rollout, probably a three-yard pass. If that, and it was all yards after the completion.
Yeah. So it's been an interesting first half, but Northwest, they've been really controlling the action here for their homecoming game.
Stafford Newsom told us that he's going to be the identity of this team. It's going to be a ground and pound type of a team. And that's exactly what he's seen. You know, he followed that up. I know it's not exciting. It's kind of boring football to watch. I don't know. I kind of like it. I grew up watching that in Big Ten play, so this has been some fun football to watch for us, and I kind of just want to see if the line is going to be able to hold on this, if we continue with this ground and pound, how the conditioning is going to map out for that offensive line. Are they going to be able to keep that momentum going into the second half of this game?
And the big key as well with this ground and pound offense for Northwest is 2 of 2 on fourth down. So when they get in situations where it's a fourth and close, they have not been afraid to go for it. And just the power of the whole line, the whole 11-man unit to just be able to move the line like that and be able to will themselves the first downs if it's only fourth and one, fourth and two like that. And that's been keeping a lot of their drives alive today. So that's been a big difference maker as well.
They've been able to convert on some of those third and longs that they've had too. They've got some tricks up there. They're not doing trick plays, but they've got quite a bit of misdirection. They've got quite a bit of confusion for that defense when they're showing everybody going one way. All of a sudden, the ball pops out the other way. You know, they are causing some confusion for this defense, and some of that's been happening on those third downs, and they've been able to get some good yards on some of those third down plays.
We are now under the lights as the halftime comes to an end. We'll roll right into the third quarter of play. Northwest leading at the start of the second half, 10-6 over their Interstate 8 rivals, Coldwater Cardinals. And it'll be Coldwater receiving the ball to start the third quarter. They'll be going from left to right in this third quarter as this one is kicked away. It's going to be a booming kick here that bounces at the 5-yard line, and it'll be picked up at the 3-yard line. Coldwater in a bit of trouble, and they can only get a couple of yards just inside the 10. A beautiful kickoff for the Mounties.
It felt like Coldwater thought that was going to go into the end zone, and it just stopped at like the 3-yard line. So they had to pick it up to move it. It was either going to be they start at the 5 or they start at the 3. So they picked it up, and the coverage team for Northwest able to get down the field and really put themselves in some good position defensively.
Almost a perfect kickoff right there at this high school level. It's first and 10 from the 8-yard line for Coldwater, and there's going to be a false start.
Flag on the play. Low snap, too. That was a pretty low snap, so that's probably a good thing because that could have been a disaster for this Coldwater offense.
Why do they have the microphones on the officials?
When did that happen?
Half? We did not have that
in
the first
half.
No,
we didn't. Wow. It is kind of like a college feel out here at Northwest, isn't it?
Yeah, we're spoiled here. The home of the Mounties. Man. They really know how to put on a show on the gridiron right here. So that is going to bring Coldwater to within the 5-yard line, down to the 4-yard line.
Northwest has been able to get in the backfield and bring the heat and cause some confusion.
Make it the 3 line, as a matter of fact. First and 15, going to be handoff up the middle and going to be a quick stop for the Mounties.
They weren't able to get much over there. They tried to get it off to that left side, that far left side, and Mounties, you know, it felt like a little bit of a bend, don't break. We're going to keep you in check here and not let you get everything that you want.
It's a 7-yard gain for Nassim Taha, the junior. It's going to be second down and 8 from the 10-yard line for Coldwater. Going to be handoff up the middle. Big gain down around the 20-yard line. Good for the first down.
It is going to be a first down for the for Coldwater. Mounties in there on the stop after that big gain. It looked like there's three different black jerseys right there to stop them. But now Coldwater, this is the most we've seen them on offense, it seems like, getting a little something going here.
Yeah, we actually get to see kind of their offensive variety here. That was a 10-yard gain for the junior Caden Roby. 10:58 and counting in the third quarter. Northwest leads 10-6. It's first and 10 from the 20, right hash mark. Coldwater, quick snap and handoff up the middle. That's going to be a tackle, but after a decent gain near the first down.
That might be another first down, too.
9-yard pickup. Oh, that's going to be close. That's only the third different ball carrier of the game. That was Kendall Austin.
Ran that right up the gut. And another high tackle. This is seeing a lot of high tackles here tonight.
It's going to be second down and 1 from the Coldwater 29, right hash mark. Two backs with Foster. Quick handoff up the middle, and he's going to be in for the first down, brought down around the 35.
Northwest defense able to get some contact even behind the line of scrimmage, but right now Coldwater is just running through that Northwest D. They're breaking first tackles, running around other attempts, and just moving the ball right now on this defense.
And, of course, they were not afraid to throw it. Of course, they kind of had to at that last drive of the half with the situation, but we'll see if some of these good runs open up their passing game. It's first and 10 from the 34 for Coldwater. 10-6 lead for Northwest. Another handoff up the middle, and it's going to be a short gain after several Mounties are needed to bring this guy down.
Well, there was a defender right there in the backfield. First hit, couldn't get him. Another one right there at the line of scrimmage. Tried to bounce it out, and he ran into three Mounties right there, but he got a decent gain on first down.
That was Kendall Austin once more on the ground up to the 38-yard line. That's a gain of 4.
Second and 6.
9:19 and counting in the third quarter. Very fast-moving game with all these rushes. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Two back with Foster in the gun. Going to be another handoff up the middle. Breaking a couple tackles. Able to break through for a first down near the 50.
He had some luggage with him on that one. There was two Mounties on his back, and he just kept going. And move the chains.
Up to the 48-yard line, gain of 10 for Caden Roby. He is having a great third quarter so far, 25 yards on 3 carries after having no carries in the first half.
This is really the first time the Mounties have been forced to make adjustments on defense.
8:53 and counting in the third quarter, 10-6 Mountie lead. We got another handoff to the left side on first down, first and 10 for the 48.
Just a quick handoff right over the left tackle. Able to get a few yards on that one, but a good stop for the Mounties. Probably the best stop they've had on first down this series.
Try to see if that gives them some defensive momentum. That was Nassim Taha, 2 yards. It's second down and 8 from the 50-yard line for the Coldwater Cardinals. Two receivers right, one to the left. Another handoff up the middle. Their running game is really working, and it's going to be another almost first down there. That was Caden Roby again on the ground.
Yeah, they're moving the sticks again. Just able to keep chopping his feet. He got hit there after about 3 yards, but and it was a good hit too, but able to spin out of it. Spun to his left, kept chopping his feet, ran through two more Mounties before he was brought down there at the 41.
8:05 and counting in the third quarter, 10-6 for Northwest. Another first down from the 41-yard line of Mountie territory, and another big run almost for another first down as he's picked up and hurled back by the defense. A big tackle there after a big run by Coldwater.
And that was number 8, Hunter Samulak, who had the first hit and able to drive him back and prevent that one from being a first down. But he just, I mean, they just ran right through the defense up until he got into the backfield. Just ran right through him. Some good things out of this Coldwater offense, which we haven't really seen much of this game.
9 yards on the ground for Taha. Second and one from the 32-yard line. Another quick handoff up the middle. This time, Northwest getting a good read on it. We'll see if they stop the first down run.
They did not. They were able to get the first down and then an extra yard. So the sticks are moving. And what the problem that the Northwest D is having right now is that they're getting good contact. They're getting good first initial hits. But they're just not wrapping up. And they're not taking them down on that first hit. Coldwater's just running right through the first point of contact.
First and 10 from the 29. 7 minutes and counting in the third quarter as a bit of a bad snap. Foster just kind of has to dive on it and settle for a loss of yardage.
That's what happened on the first play of this drive way back there inside the 10 when they had that penalty. Same thing just happened here, only there's no flag. So they got... They had a fumble, had a fall on it, and Mountie's able to get them pinned back behind the sticks.
Loss of four on the play. It's second down and 14 from the 33-yard line in Northwest territory. 6:26 and counting in the third. 10-6 still lead for Northwest. Quick snap, Foster looking up the middle. That's going to be a completed pass and brought down around the 25.
Found himself a soft spot right in the middle of four defenders in that zone and then able to get it upfield yards after the catch before the Mounties collapsed down on him. So they made up some of the yards lost on that penalty, and they're looking at third and somewhat manageable here.
3 of 8 in the air for Foster. That was the second catch for Evan Lewis for 8 yards. He's got 33 overall on those two catches. Third down and 5. From the 25-yard line. Make it 6. Third down and 6. Going to be a handoff up the middle and going to be in for another first down. Brought down around the 15-yard line. Another first down run for Caden Roby.
It's kind of like this Coldwater offense is an amusement park. They're just taking this defense for a ride. Every time you get a tackle or get a defender on the ball carrier, they're just taking them for another 3 to 5 yards after the point of contact.
2 of 3 on third down for Coldwater. It's first and 10 from the 17, just slowly making plays up the field. 5:18 and counting in the third quarter. 10-6 lead for Northwest. And going to be a quick handoff, quick tackle. That was Taha on the ground.
I saw Newsom just jumping up and down the sideline, calling for something over here. There's something there he didn't like. And wasn't able to get the stoppage in time.
Boy, that was quick.
Yeah.
Second down and 9 from the 16-yard line. 1 yard carry for Nassim Taha. And the clock just keeps on ticking. 4:48 and counting in this third quarter.
It's a much different second half than it was the first half.
Yeah, Coldwater finally able to get into a groove. Two receivers right, one to the left. Now, another handoff. It was dropped but then picked up and then brought down for a couple of yards. I believe that was Kendall Austin on that play.
But you know, 9 times out of 10, when you drop that football, it's going to go in a weird direction, right? He lost the handle on that one, just bounced right back up to his chest like he didn't even ever lose the handle on it and able to keep on going. That never happens.
Yeah, that was an interesting bounce for sure. And just like that, it's going to be third down and 5 from the Mountie 12-yard line left hash mark. 4:03 and counting in the third. Two receivers right, one to the left. Foster, a high snap, looking in the air. He takes the throw into the end zone. Touchdown, Cardinals. Just quick little pass up the middle to Evan Lewis, and just like that, Coldwater back in front.
They had like an inside slant that's so hard to defend when you're just kind of having that inside slant. Took the snap, dumped it right off to him, and it straight in for the score. Quick, easy play for the Coldwater Cardinals.
45 yards on 3 catches for Lewis with that touchdown, and they're going for the extra point. Currently leading 12-10. Extra kick is up, and this time splits the uprights. Coldwater 1 of 2 on extra points. It's now 13-10, Coldwater over Northwest. We're back in 30 seconds on K105.3.
Did you know your hearing is an essential part of your quality of life? Take care of your hearing at Hear For You Hearing Center. Their expert staff will help select the product that best suits your needs. Call them 517-962-5063.
Once again,
3:56 to go in the third quarter of play. Coldwater with a 12-yard touchdown pass from Drayson Foster to Evan Lewis. Able to give the Cardinals the lead right back. 13-10.
Kind of just feels like Northwest came out flat. They came out flat. They dominated the first half on D and with their offensive line, and the D just could not dial in any answers for Coldwater on that drive.
I think they were probably expecting a lot more throws from Coldwater, but the Cardinals were able to really get a couple of good plays early on in that drive with the runs, and they just kept, pun intended, running with it. And
yeah,
that's exactly what happened. Coldwater, the majority of the plays there on the ground, and Northwest just could not adjust in time.
Every coach is going to tell you, you're going to take what the defense is giving you, and that's what Northwest was giving them.
Northwest going from right to left on your radio dial in this third quarter. The ball is squibbed and then picked up right at the 30-yard line. It was bobbled a little bit, but Northwest able to get it all the same there. William Frazier, the senior.
By the way, that last score was brought to you by Aspen Heating and Cooling. Aspen Heating and Cooling, our touchdown sponsor for tonight's contest. Vikings are up on Pinckney, 12-7 right now, 6:25 in the third. Columbia Central, 17-8 on top of Addison.
Jackson's off to a hot start this season.
4-0 for Coach Antonio Parker's squad. Baltimore, by the way, 5-0 on top of the Tigers.
Ooh, let's go Tigers. Keep turning it around. First and 10 from the 35 for Northwest, and that's going to be a quick stop on first down. Maybe a yard on the play for Jackson Beebe.
That's Mason Grabowski making the stop for the Cardinals. But, yeah, only a couple yards on that first down play. I know Coach Newsom, he wants to average about 4-5 on first down.
This is the first drive only of the second half for the Mounties. The first drive of the half for the Cardinals taking up about two-thirds of this quarter. We got 3:10 and counting in this quarter. 13-10 lead for the Cardinals. Second down and 8 on the ground. Quick handoff up the middle, and it's going to be another third down for the Mounties.
Looked like a little bit of kind of a delayed type handoff. They wanted to have a little time for that to pan out. Cody Morrison among those on the stop for the Coldwater Cardinals. So the Mounties right now, they're in about, what, 3rd and 6, 3rd and 5? They got some work to do. You don't want to put the ball back in the hands of that offense.
3rd and 5 from the 40. Two receivers left, none to the right. Taking the snap, handoff to the left, and a big-time tackle for a loss. Wow.
Two of the Cardinals right there, number 23, number 25, making the stop. That's Caden Roby and Bennett McDonald. Able to get in the backfield and just totally break up that play. They really don't have any other choice right now but to punt. But, man, you better make those defensive adjustments to stop the Cardinals on offense.
Yeah, the Cardinals look a lot more calm. Again, they only had those really two drives. They had three total drives officially in that first half, but they just didn't have the ball long enough to get into a rhythm. But that time they really settled down. And now we have a blocked punt! And now he's going to pick it up. Christner making a throw up the field. Incomplete. What a play. Blocked punt. Ended up being forced into a makeshift going for it on fourth down. Incomplete. What a heartbreaker. It's a turnover on downs for Northwest.
If they make that completion, that's a first down, and it was almost completed. Tough play, tough pass, tough catch to make. But, man, those big bodies, that Cardinal line, they were able to break through there. Blocked that punt, and you had to get a little creative with it. So now this defense, which hasn't been able to stop this Cardinal offense in the second half, they've got a big task right here to try to force a three and out when you've got the Cardinals in great position.
And it starts on the ground. That's where Coldwater has been doing the bulk of their damage in the second half. It's 1st and 10 from the Northwest 38-yard line. Clock stopped at 1:45. It's a 13-10 Coldwater lead. Two receivers left, one to the right. Handoff up the middle on the high snap, cutting his way forward, down past the 30, around the first down for Caden Roby.
He was able to get through four black jerseys before he was eventually brought down. Again, the problems continue for this Northwest defense. They're just not able to make stops on first contact.
And they're going to change it. They were saying second down and one, but they do adjust the placement. It is first down, a 10-yard run for Roby. He's up to 55 yards on seven carries. He's really running effectively in this second half of play. First and 10 from the 28th, right hash mark. 70 seconds to go in this third quarter. Coldwater, another handoff up the middle. This time a quick stop by Northwest for maybe 2 to 3 yards.
That was about a total of five black jerseys that were there to make the stop on that one and really prevent a gain.
Just 2 yards on the play that time for Roby. He's up to 57 yards on eight carries now. 44 seconds and counting in the third quarter. This could possibly be the last play of the quarter. Second down and eight from the Northwest 36 towards the right hash mark. Coldwater breaks from their huddle. Two receivers right, one to the left, two back with Foster in the gun. Takes a snap, handoff up the middle, met quickly, but Roby trying to fight through it, and he's going to be brought down near the 20. It's going to be third and short.
That was number eight who met him in the backfield. Hunter Samulek was there on first contact, but then he got carried like 7 yards.
So that will officially bring us down to the end of the third quarter. Northwest looking for a stop. Coldwater looking to make it a two-score game. It's 13-10. Coldwater over Northwest. Fourth quarter is next in 60 seconds on K105.3.
Summer is winding down, and cold weather will be here soon. It's not too late to have your driveway or parking lot protected from the upcoming winter with seal coating and crack filling from Wolverine Seal Coating. Seal coating your driveway or parking lot while the weather is still warm will protect your surface for years to come. Wolverine Seal Coating will ensure your surfaces are sealed tight and ready to face those winter storms. Get ahead of the cold at WolverineSealCoating.com and schedule your free estimate today.
Is your money working hard enough? Okay. If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Fourth quarter about to get underway. 13-10 lead for Coldwater, and they are looking at a third down and three from the 21. Mark W. Daly with Connor Dockery. Mark, some score updates.
Leslie's on top of center right now, 20-6. Illinois is on top of Nebraska, 7-3 at the moment.
Wow.
And a score from Columbia Central, 25-8. CC on top of Addison, 11-5.
No kidding.
11-5 in the fourth.
Wow, that if the Golden Eagles hold on, that will be a massive win as Addison, they were looking pretty good this season. Third and three, and there's going to be a penalty. Coldwater, they jump on the play.
That might just be a little bit of help that this Mountie defense needs right here.
Yeah, and there's the fancy microphone there by the official there.
I just don't see that in high school. That's so nice.
Now, there's only been one time, and it was a state championship game. So that's a fair environment to expect it.
But and those are on TV and everything. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you get that.
But in a regular season game, that's pretty interesting. But that you talked about some of those penalties for both teams in the first half coming at inopportune times. Coldwater now goes from a third and three to a third and eight. Just like that. Two receivers left, one to the right. Third and eight from the 26. Quick handoff to the left. Taha charging forward, spins, breaks a tackle down inside the 20, but was it enough for the first down?
Two down territory right now anyway for him. Northwest can't stop him. He ran through five defenders before they were finally able to bring him down. Northwest just not tackling right now.
Taha, 6 yards on the ground. He's got 30 yards on seven carries, and it is a fourth down, fourth and one. Make it fourth and two.
Well, that's a short two.
One and a half, we'll say that. regardless, takes a snap, rush off to the right for Roby. He does get the first down, still charging forward around the 15, and Northwest finally brings him down. Wow, Caden Roby cannot be stopped this second half.
Well, they could have had him stopped right there at the line of scrimmage. He kind of ran into a little bit of a wall, but was patient, kept his feet moving. It opened up a little bit to his left. He ran right through it and was able to get the yards he needed.
First and 10 from the 15-yard line for the Cardinals. 1 minute and counting into the fourth quarter. Coldwater leading 13-10. Northwest trying to keep this within one score. Two receivers right, one to the left. Foster takes a snap. Deep pass into the end zone on the left sideline. Incomplete.
Good coverage right there for the Mounties. Able to stick right there with the receiver, keep his hand in that receiver's pocket, and when the ball was in the air, able to get up there and just be enough of a distraction to prevent that from being a completion.
After that incompletion, Drayson Foster is 4 of 10 in the air with a touchdown and an interception.
Well, they've been keeping the ball on the ground enough here. You just kind of felt like they were going to try to sling it for a big one here soon.
Well, you could tell in that first half they initially probably felt pass first, but with the second half, Northwest just can't stop the run. It's second and 10 from the 15. Clock stopped at 10:46. We got another handoff to the left-hand side, but a quick stop by the Mounties on that Nassim Taha carry.
Usually low man wins, and that was a low hit. He wasn't able to wrap him up. He was able to dive for the extra couple yards on that one, but one of the rare times when first contact was able to cause a stop.
33 yards on 8 carries, 3 yards that time for Taha, and it's a third down and 7 from the Northwest 12-yard line. Two down territory, as Mark mentioned. 10-10 and counting in the ball game. Two receivers right, one to the left. Two back with Foster in the gun. Takes the snap, handoff to the left. Going to sneak in inside the 5 and brought down for the first down.
That's going to be really close to that. It looks like he got it. Yeah, they're moving the sticks already. But just, yeah, found the open spot. And really, first contact didn't happen until about the 6.
Jack Edwards on the tackle for the Mummies.
8 yards on that one, 41 yards and 9 carries for Taha. And just like that, it's first and goal.
A complete 180 from the first half to the second. Coldwater, complete control of this game. They've got momentum their way.
Big key, 4 of 6 on third down. First and goal from the 4, 2 receivers right, 1 to the left. Coldwater looking to add to their lead, and they do. Touchdown Cardinals on a 4-yard run from Caden Roby.
Carried about 2 different defenders into the end zone with them for this Aspen Heating and Cooling touchdown for the Cardinals.
Just a complete tale of 2 halves here. First half, it was Northwest running it up Coldwater, just completely controlling the clock and controlling the game. And Coldwater really didn't get any offensive tries. Second half, it's the other side, the opposite. Coldwater running all over Northwest, and Northwest has only had 1 drive in the half. The extra kick is in. 2 of 3 on extra point attempts for the Cardinals. It's 20-10. Coldwater over Northwest. 9:26 to go in the fourth. We're back in 30 seconds on K105.3.
Wilby Transit Mix has been family-owned and operated since 1907. We are proud to be a part of this community, and we embrace the improvements and changes made to the infrastructure, commercial construction industry, and especially the residential markets here in Jackson County. We specialize in all things concrete-related, from the latest tools and supplies to overhead concrete pumping and material trucking. Give us a shout at 782-9493, and let well over 100 years of experience go to work for you. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
9:26 to go in the ball game, 20-10. Coldwater taking the lead over Northwest with a 4-yard Caden Roby touchdown.
25-8. Columbia Central on top of Addison.
That's going to be a big-time win, especially after a bit of a heartbreaking loss to Napoleon last week.
Yeah, last week we said that's not an 0-3 team. That's a decent product on the field. Good to see them having success.
especially against one of the top teams in the Cascades in Addison. So, wow, that's going to be a big win for Columbia Central if they hold on. This one kicked away by Coldwater. It's going to bounce and not quite into the end zone. It's at the one-yard line, but Northwest trying to run up the middle. They're making good progress. 20, 25, 30, 35, finally brought down. What a return.
That's a really good return considering where it started from. It's like he's going to let it go into the end zone, but it just kind of puttered out and lost the momentum. So he picked it up, ran with it, had a pretty decent return, and the Mounties have some decent field position, and they're going to need it. They're going to need it. They got to get two scores, and this has not been a quick strike offense for the Mounties, so they're going to have to really work it this 9 minutes, 17 seconds here in the fourth.
That was Jeffrey Miller with the 34-yard kick return. It's first and 10 for the Mounties, their own 35-yard line, left hash mark, trailing 20-10. Quick handoff to the right, almost a shuffle pass. That one going to be a big gain in for the first down past the 45 for Rylan Johnson, the senior, his first carry.
Good play design, getting it out around the edge with a legion of blockers for the Mounties. I don't know if Mounties actually form in legions or what, but he had a lot of blockers and able to get the first down, just pushing white bodies out of the way.
11 yards for Johnson on the ground. It's first and 10 for the Mounties. Their own 46-yard line, right hash mark. Not a bad first play of the drive. 8:50 and counting in the game, however.
It's a formation of Mounties, maybe? I don't know.
One receiver to either side. Man in motion, and there's going to be a penalty marker down on the false start.
False start going against the Mounties. Just when they had a little something going on. Again, two steps forward, one step back for this offense.
So first and 15 now from the 41-yard line following that false start penalty. Clock keeps ticking, 8:35 and counting in this fourth quarter. So as you mentioned, the Mounties got to work quickly. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. One back with Christner. Going to take the snap, fake the handoff, throw deep downfield on the near sideline, just out of the reach of the intended target.
Overthrew him just a touch on that one. But that one was set up just like that play they just had the series before, where you kind of bring your blockers and bring everybody out this way for that run on the edge. They faked it. Actually had a little bit of separation with that receiver. And if that one is thrown in the breadbasket, that's a score for the Mounties. Just overthrew them by a touch.
That likely would have been a touchdown if you made the connection there with Jalen Jordan, the senior, the intended target. Second down and 15. Going to be a quick stop there by Coldwater.
Quarterback keeper for the Mounties tried to fake the pitch out to the far side, kept it and run up the gut, and not much there. Not much. The third and forever for this Mountie offense.
Loss of a yard, 23 yards on 7 carries for the quarterback, Gabriel Christner. Third down and 16 now for the Mounties, their own 40-yard line. 7:48 and counting. They're going to be in trouble. They got to really find a way to squeak something out and trying to get a first down. One receiver to either side takes the snap, looking downfield. Christner throw up the middle, and that one incomplete, a miscommunication. There was no one in the area.
Not one soul within 10 yards of that ball. It looked like the receiver that was in the middle was supposed to keep going, but stopped, turned around, and was expecting it to be I'd say he was expecting it to be about 5 yards short of a first down. So now they're looking at what, fourth and forever?
Fourth and 16, and here's a big stat for you in this second half. Well, this is, of course, including the whole game, but Mounties only 2 of 10 on third down. Coldwater 4 of 6.
Oh, wow. Yeah, most of that's in the second half for Coldwater.
And they're going in for it. They have to. Fourth and 16, 3 receivers left, 1 to the right. Christner bothered out of the pocket, runs ahead, and he's going to have to bring it on the ground. He's going to be in for the first down. First down out of virtually nothing, and he's down inside the 40-yard line of Coldwater territory.
Got a flag on the play. Came in after he stepped out of bounds. Not exactly sure what's going to happen here.
Yeah, they're not moving the chains quite yet. So if this play stands, what a improvisational play by Gabriel Christner.
Well, Coldwater brought some heat. Coldwater brought some heat, had a lot of guys in the backfield, which left some open spots there for him to run through that defense, but it's all for naught. It's a block in the back on the
Mounties.
Ooh, wow.
So that's going to sting, but it is going to be a replay of fourth down. It brings it back to just the 48-yard line. So it's only going to be a
fourth and nine as opposed to fourth and umpteen million.
Yeah, so doesn't necessarily hurt the Mounties. Of course, you'll take the first down over a fourth down, but at least they have another shot at it here. Clock stopped at 7:22.
Flag came out well after the play was done. That was a late one.
Three receivers left, one right. Christner in the gun, one back with him. Takes the snap, looking downfield, throws it deep down the near sideline, and it's going to be incomplete, but the penalty marker down. It's pass interference.
Boy, every flag is out on that one. Ball was a little bit underthrown, so the receiver had to come back for it a little bit and just ran into the defender. Defender wasn't even looking for the ball. All the flags came out. It was raining yellow here.
Trying to get the call here. Again, clear pass interference. Just didn't have a chance to make the catch. Clock stopped at 7:15. It's 20-10 for Coldwater. There we go. You heard it from the official right there.
So I was wondering what they're doing. It was 15 yards from the previous spot. So they're running the ball back where nobody on the planet was to mark off the 15 yards. Mounties moving quick here.
38-yard line in Coldwater territory. First and 10 for the Mounties. Two receivers to either side. They're going in the air. Pocket collapses. Throw deep down the far sideline now, and it's caught at the 5-yard line. Oh, my goodness. What a play.
It wasn't a pretty ball. The receiver had to run underneath it, but he did everything he could to rein it in, and a big gainer when the Mounties needed it most.
Gain of 33 yards. That was Jeffrey Miller on the catch, his first catch. 2 of 4 passing only for Gabriel Christner, but wow, what a big play. 6:48 and counting. Just when you thought the Mounties, things were looking bad. Things are looking good now. Christner, quarterback keeper, up the middle. Is he able to charge himself forward? It looks like he's going to be short of the touchdown.
About a yard short, but he was really patient with that. You knew it was a quarterback keeper all the way. He just got the snap, tucked it, and started running, but paused a little bit, waited for his blockers to create a little something, went off to the left side, and able to get a few yards there.
Second down and one. Second down and goal from the 1. 6:10 and counting in this one. Quarterback keeper again, charging across the goal line. Touchdown, Mounties!
Just when they needed it most, Mounties get that momentum back and able to get the big gain, able to get positive yards on the ground, and get this game back within reach for them. Looks like they're going for two. Oh, no, wait. They got that swinging gate.
20-16 now, pending the extra point. That was Jackson Beattie on the 1-yard touchdown run. Wow. Going for the extra point.
Lucas Rattel,
the junior, on the kick. Point is up, and the point is good. Good block attempt there by Coldwater, might I add. But we're within a field goal. It's 20-17. Coldwater over Northwest. 6:08 to go in the fourth. We're back in 30 seconds on K105.3.
In our 90 years, County National Bank has experienced many changes, from typewriters to computers, catalogs to e-commerce, and rotary phones to smartphones. We've been here through all of them. For 90 years, we provided mortgages that built memories, loans that grew businesses, and support for local charities. Simply put, CNB provides better banking by helping business and personal customers reach their dreams, big or small. Discover 90 years of better banking at your local branch or cnbb.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 399979.
High school football on K105.3, WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson.
20-17, Coldwater over Northwest following the one-yard touchdown run from Jackson Beebe of Northwest. 6:08 to go. Mark W. Daly, you've got some other scores.
32-8, Columbia Central building on their lead over Addison.
Wow. I bet if anybody had money down on that game, hypothetically, of course, boy, they'd be getting a pretty good payout after that one. I don't think many people saw an upset like that of that proportion. Maybe if you saw Columbia Central beating Addison, it probably would have been a close game, but a blowout. Wow.
Yeah, that's good to see for that Columbia Central team.
Really good to see. As it's another squibber short kick that gets fielded inside the 40-yard line by Coldwater.
I'm kind of surprised that happened because we've seen that Northwest, their kids got a leg and can put some distance on that ball. Last time they did that, they pinned them deep. So I'm kind of surprised they did the squibber here. And this Coldwater offense, which has shown they've been able to move the ball, give them decent field position to start this possession with 6:06 here in the fourth.
First and 10 from the 37-yard line for Coldwater. Two receivers right, one to the left. Foster, quick handoff to Roby up the middle. Going to be a quick hit, but tackled past the 40.
Able to get through the line of scrimmage, and one of the linebackers had to wrap him up. So that was a pretty good. That's the kind of game you want on first down. If you can get 4 or 5 yards on first, on the ground, you're in business. And that's what Coldwater needs to do right now. They need to keep it in bounds, keep it on the ground, chew up that clock.
Caden Roby, big game for Coldwater, 75 yards on 12 carries with a touchdown. Gets another four that time. It's second down and 6 from the 41-yard line. Two receivers right, one to the left. 5:24 and counting in the ball game. Coldwater taking their time. High snap, handoff to the left. Roby again, and he's going to be brought down at the 45. Make it Nassim Taha on the ground.
And they're going to be short, like you said, of the first down. And
Jeffrey Miller, the third. Ball spotted at
but
the
again, keeping it on the ground. Positive movement forward, chewing up that clock.
Inside 5 minutes now. It's a 3-point lead for Coldwater. And Coldwater with a third down and 2 from the 45-yard line. This is a must stop for the Mounties right here if they want to maximize their clock and get the ball back. Two receivers right, one to the left. Foster in the gun, two back with him. Takes the snap, and there's going to be a penalty marker down.
Feel like it's going to be offside. You had a linebacker coming in on a blitz. Appeared to be a little antsy on that one. Oh, no.
All right, so that really helps the Mounties.
That does help the Mounties. Back him up, making it third and long.
Pushes him back to the 40-yard line, as that's going to be the 8th penalty of the game on Coldwater. 7 for Northwest in this game, but very even on the penalties.
Lumen Christie, 35-13. Up on Jesuit.
Third down and 7 for Coldwater, 40-yard line. Northwest got to get a stop. Two receivers right, one to the left. 4:20 and counting in the ball game. Ball snapped and another penalty.
Is that going to be another false start?
Let's see the official on the field what they say.
That's just a drive killer for Coldwater. Wow.
I love that official mic, by the way. Have I said that yet?
I like it too. I really do.
That is so cool. It's like a professional broadcast or something we got right there. Semi-professional broadcast.
Yep, I was about ready to say.
Almost semi-professional, we'll say that.
Just when Coldwater had some momentum going, two penalties back-to-back, And it's what Northwest is doing, because they're bringing a lot of heat. They're showing blitz. And they got to be scaring the heck out of those offensive linemen, making them jump. Look at everybody up on the line for Northwest.
Third and 12 from the 35. Looking downfield, Foster incomplete, and that stops the clock.
Right through the hands of the receiver. Nine times out of 10, he makes that catch. He found the spot right between the two defenders and just wasn't able to pull that one in. So now you have fourth and forever for Coldwater. The Mounties desperately need a stop right here.
Boy, they had just what the doctor ordered. Of course, Coldwater not doing themselves any favors with back-to-back false starts. They did have third and two, pushed back to a third and 12 in an incompletion. The punt going out of bounds at around the 49-yard line of Northwest, and the Mounties take over with 3:40 to go, trailing 20-17.
That punt was just, I mean, that was off the side of the foot. It just looked awkward in the air. Went out of bounds. And I mean, Mounties are in business. They're in great field position. This crowd is loud. Well, they should probably quiet down a little bit with their Mounties on offense.
Hey, they're getting rowdy here for
they
their Mounties.
They are rowdy. And
for good reason, their Mounties can take the lead here if they can make some good plays on this drive. They have first and 10 from their own 48-yard line right hash mark. 3:40 left, 20-17 for Coldwater. Quick snap, Christner, handoff up the middle, able to break through for a couple of yards, maybe three or four by Beattie.
Able to, get yards after first contact, but that was big number 77 for Coldwater, who was the last man up from the pile. Cody Morrison. It on the stop for the Cardinals. But I think Stafford Newsom will take this. If you get 3-4 yards each carry, chew up that clock and able to get down, at the very least, get within field goal range here.
Could tie it. 3:05 left, as, of course, the Mounties already have a field goal in this game. Going to be a quick handoff to the left, but a tackle in the backfield, and that is going to be a horse collar or face mask by the defender. Multiple flags on the play.
Well, you know, we've seen that a few times tonight. That's really the first time that it's been called. I guess it's been kind of iffy. You know, we've talked about that earlier.
Officials talking this one over, but this...
That would be a 15-yard variety, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Should help out the Mounties here.
First and foul.
Just the way that it swung him back, too, you knew that it had to have been something like that.
Well, we've seen some awkward tackles earlier on in the game. So it's, that one getting called at the best possible time for this Mountie offense. And you could just feel the momentum just going back and forth in this second half.
Coldwater getting crushed with penalties here. 10 penalties now in the game. 2:46 and counting in this one. 20-17 for Coldwater. Northwest, a quick run up the gut. Not much, maybe a yard or two.
Yeah, not much there. Just ran into a wall, and it just clamped down on that run game. Yeah, barely won on that.
Going to be just, 1 yard up to the 39-yard line. Second down and 9. That's 13 yards on 11 carries with a touchdown.
They keep showing that run up the middle, run up the middle, run up the middle, and then all of a sudden they'll bounce it out, or they'll do like that bootleg pass or something around the edge for a big gainer.
Beattie, the ball carrier. Second down and 9 from the 39-yard line of Coldwater. Fake handoff going downfield with the throw just through the fingertips of the intended target downfield, being Leyland Lindemeyer, the junior. It's incomplete.
They almost got away with that one, too. They keep running it up the gut, keeping everybody in the box. That opens up this, somewhat limited pass game. They don't throw it a whole lot, the Stafford Newsom offense for the Mounties. But, they try to open it up right there. They connect. That's a first down. They're almost in the red zone. That's kind of what they're trying to go for here.
Third down and 9. Clock stopped at 2:03. Biggest third down of the game for the Mounties. So far, they're 2 of 10. Two receivers either side. Takes a snap, looking downfield. Christner, and it's deflected away and incomplete.
Almost picked off on that one, too, with the way that ball just kind of hung in the air and took its time getting to its intended target. But They're not in field goal range. You're under 2 minutes. Yeah, I'll bet you a shiny nickel that this is going to be fourth down territory for the Mounties.
Fourth and nine, it shall be. So far, they're 2 of 3 on fourth down, and they are going for it. From the 39-yard line, 157, this is it. Taking a throw deep down the near sideline, and it is caught and into the end zone. Or was he down before? We'll see.
Down at like the 6-inch line.
Down. So not quite a touchdown, but the biggest play of the game for the Mounties. A big-time catch to Jalen Jordan and a penalty marker as well, as you said. Wow.
Boy, I don't know if this is going to be for excessive celebration or if Coldwater got frustrated. If this is on Northwest, this is going to be a horrible penalty. Talking with the Northwest coach right now.
Coach Newsom doesn't look happy. Let's hear the call. Can't really hear what that was.
I couldn't tell what that one was either.
Down, but maybe they're pushing Northwest a little bit back from the play. Should be down at the 3-yard line that they're saying. A big time fourth down. Wow. Wowza.
Still not sure what the call is. They're not.
36-yard completion to Jalen Jordan.
Moving the ball around. They're not moving back. Yeah. They got it at the one. They placed it in the middle.
They now moved it to the one now. So it's a 37. They get a 38-yard pass for Jordan. First and goal. Mounties trying to take the lead. 1:41 left. Takes a snap. Charging forward across the goal line, maybe. Yes, indeed. Touchdown, Mounties. Gabriel Christner.
They're able to get just enough on that quarterback sneak. It's now known as the tush push. And their offensive line is just who dominated all the first half. And on this drive, able to get what they need to get in for the score. It's 23-20 right now. Looks like, well, either way, if you go for two or if you just put one on the board, you're making them have to at least get a touchdown in order to beat you.
Wow. The Mounties. Again, it looked when it was 20-10, they had a third and long on their previous drive. They looked like they were in trouble, but just like that, the Mounties in the lead late, going for the extra point, trying to make it a 4-point lead. With a 1:38 to go, extra point is up, and the extra point is good. Can you believe it?
Mounties getting an Aspen heating and cooling touchdown when they need it most. With a 1:38 to go on the clock. Now, is that defense going to be able to keep that air attack of Coldwater in check for this final 1:38?
Well, not to mention, they've been having problems stopping Caden Roby. So if Coldwater is able to get a couple quick runs up the field, you never know. But they have to go for a touchdown as, of course, it's more than a field goal difference on the scoreboard. 24-10, Northwest Mounties over the Coldwater Cardinals. 1:38 to go in this one. Northwest set to kick it off. And now the defense needs the stop. These Mountie fans want their first win of the season against a league opponent.
Boy, this would be a great win for this Northwest team. You got to put it deep. You can't do any of that squibbing. You can't give them decent field position, especially with that air game that they have. You got to put it deep.
Well, three drives ago, able to put it at the 3-yard line. Does boot it a little bit farther at the 8-yard line. It's going to be fielded immediately, running up the middle, brought down just shy of the 30. Decent return, but we'll see. Coldwater.
A decent return. Not as great a field position as if they were to give them the squibber, but you know that ran. And the clock is still running, even though we've got a Mountie player down. That ran. Huh. That ran some time off the clock for the Mounties, which they need.
One really hung in the air for a while. 1:18 to go in the ball game. Mounties by 4. And I believe we have a timeout for Coldwater. We'll see. Coldwater huddling up on the sideline. The official going to move the ball to the... Looks like they're going to get a new football here.
Swapping out balls here, yeah. Boy, this crowd. Crowd getting into it now with this Mountie defense needing to make a stand.
It's like a professional game. It's crazy. I love this. I love the official announcements here.
1:25 on the clock, so giving the Coldwater Cardinals a little more time to work with here on offense.
First and 10 from the 30 for the Cardinals. Two receivers left, one to the right. Foster takes a snap, looking downfield, peels out of the pocket on the far sideline. Throw is caught and forced out of bounds for the first down.
Late flag coming in. They're going to say that's a late hit out of bounds. I don't know. That was kind of iffy there.
Crashing onto the sideline.
The official that was right on top of it kept his flag in the pocket. The flag comes from the official who was deep, who was about at the 30-yard line, and he actually has a pretty good arm for as far as he threw that flag.
Yeah. Football. 15-yard penalty. That's going to hurt the Mounties, but they still got to keep making stops. Obviously, a first round.
You know, they've been letting them play kind of all night long. And, you know, all the iffy ones, they've kind of been letting go up until that point. I guess they're tightening up their calls here at the end of the game.
First and 10 for the Cardinals at the 43-yard line, Mountie territory. Two receivers left, one to the right. Foster loading deep near sideline, and it's going to be incomplete and short.
That was with the defender just kind of like right on his hip pocket, stayed right between him and the ball, and really the ball was kind of off target. It bounced just like a few yards away from the receiver, just not able to get its mark. But I mean, the dude's got an arm. That was quite a few yards in the air. This Coldwater offense can strike if they need to.
43-yard line. Second down and 10. Clock stopped at 1:14. Northwest leads 24-20. Coldwater, Foster with the snap. Peels out of the pocket to the left. Throw deep down a near sideline. Just out of the reach again and incomplete.
You know, if they're throwing like that, they don't need to get yards after the catch. He's really close to making completion on some of these. That Mountie defense, they need to stay tight on those receivers. And if that big offense or defensive line is able to get in the backfield and cause some confusion, he had all day to throw. He had some protection on that one. If the Mounties can get in the backfield, we've seen that when he has to deal with some pressure on him, he's not as accurate and gets a little antsy with his throws. So we got to get some pressure from that Mountie defense on the quarterback.
Third and 10 from the 43. Clock stopped at 1:08. Foster the snap. Handoff right up the middle and going to be a decent run, but it is fourth down.
That's kind of what they were planning on, getting some of that back. They knew they're in four-down territory here, so they got a good chunk to make this fourth down a little bit more manageable. Well, I mean, they're still looking at fourth and, what, about seven? Fourth and six?
Yeah, it's going to be fourth down and six. That was a four-yard gain on the ground for Caden Roby. He's up to 79 yards on 13 carries. Coldwater calls a timeout. We're going to leave it right here with only 1:02 to go in the ball game.
Well, their playbook's open for them. They were looking at all pass, those first few plays of this series. But now that they're in this position, we've seen that they've been able to run. Northwest defense has to respect the pass. So this kind of opens up the playbook for Coldwater. Not exactly sure which way it's going to go. Is it going to be on the ground? Is it going to be on the air? They've had success with both.
Coldwater now with two timeouts left. So Northwest, if they get the stop right here, turnover on downs, they're able to basically kneel this one out.
Yeah, this is the play right here.
So this is it.
Keys are out.
Northwest looking for the defensive stop for their first win of the season, fourth and six for the Cardinals. Two receivers either side. High snap to Foster. Throw on the near sideline. Nearly intercepted, but it's incomplete.
Defensive stand when they need it. Ball just a touch underthrown. Mountie's able to get pressure on the quarterback. Wasn't able to get a clean throw off. Almost picked off. Probably best that it wasn't picked off because you're in better field position that way. And, yeah, now we're just looking at victory formation for the Mounties.
Two timeouts left, but they're still able to melt 80 seconds off the clock with Niels after those touchdowns. So, Northwest Mounties, what an effort and comeback in this fourth quarter. They were trailing 20-10, and they had a third and long on that drive. It was looking bleak, but they were able to make some good plays, and it all started with that 33-yard completion to Jeffrey Miller deep, and then later had that 38-yard completion to Jalen Jordan that brought them to the one-yard line, able to score just the play after. So Northwest making big-time plays on both sides of the ball here in this fourth quarter.
This capacity crowd, most of them are on their feet for the final few plays here for the Mounties. Getting their first, I mean, it's not over yet. We've seen crazier things. What we anticipate to be the first win for them this season.
Clock is stopped at 57.
And false start. Oh. Oh, man. Now you lose one of those downs. Oh, no, you don't. You don't lose a down. You just move back a little bit.
I mean, they're more just concerned about getting the clock run at this point. So.
Yeah.
That brings him back to the 35-yard line.
So you don't lose a down or anything, just a little bit of field position. But when you have victory within your grasp, you just don't want any silly mistakes like that.
Now first and 15 from the 35, Northwest with the ball and leading 24-20, handoff up the middle. And going to be brought down for a short gain. And here's that first of two Coldwater timeouts.
Boy, kind of dangerous, don't you think, to be running the ball when really all you need to do is take three knees?
And you don't want to have a run up the middle and have a ball poked loose or something like that. Then we're in a completely different scenario, but going to be a gain of three on the play.
If you're going to run it, do like a run around the edge or something where you're burning off more than 4 seconds.
Yeah, only 4 seconds off the clock there. A couple seconds there. 51 seconds. The clock is stopped here at the home of the Mounties. Northwest, 24-20 over Coldwater, looking for their first win of the season. Looking to improve to 1-3 on their homecoming night.
Student body making their way out of the stands. Looks like they're getting ready to storm the field.
And it'll be much earned. These Mounties had to really fight hard to grab this one. Got to hold on. Again, we've seen crazier things. I think this one should be over, though, with the clock situation, though. Only one timeout for Coldwater. Another handoff up the middle. Going to sneak through and down past the 40. And there's the last timeout. 46 seconds left on the clock.
Only got a couple yards on that one, so they're looking at a third and quite a bit.
This next play, they need to eat up at least 6 seconds on the clock,
yeah,
because that's the last timeout, and obviously when the play is down, they could just run out the rest of the clock. But, yeah, I'm with you. I mean, I'm surprised they haven't done some of these runs on the outside where they just try to kill some more clock. 48-yard line is where the ball is.
Or a lot of times you'll see they'll take the snap and the quarterback will just run backwards.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
just to eat the clock.
Just to eat clock.
Doesn't
right?
matter that you lose the that you lose all the yardage, because at this point it's just about the clock, so. Third down and 7.
And that looks like victory formation for them.
46 seconds. And, yeah, they're going to kneel it right there, but they still have to one more time. It is fourth down now.
Gabriel Kushner on the quarterback keeper.
down at the 41-yard line.
Mounties 41 brings up 4th and 8 for the Mounties.
Will they maybe do a late play right here? As you said, they just snap it, maybe go backwards, just kill the clock, because they still will have about 6 seconds of change.
Well, Newsom is standing right there by the official.
Maybe waiting to call the timeout.
Yeah. I don't know. Interesting. It's been interesting how they've kind of chewed up the last minute here. Yep, he's ready to call timeout. Does it with a second left.
Wow. All right. 1 second left. 24-20 Northwest.
Well, I mean, it's still risky here. You're going to have to do a little something after the snap.
Yeah, because you
know,
can't.
It's if you mess up the snap, Coldwater's already taken a fumble back for a score tonight.
Yeah.
So if you mess up the snap, I mean, this the game's not over yet. There's still a lot that could happen just in this last second.
So now we line up. Final second. Oh, the light went out there. Preemptively there, and yep, just a quick snap, and that will run out the clock. And then the kneel down. It is final. Northwest Mounties win their first game of the season. They take down the Coldwater Cardinals 24-20. My, oh, my. Mark W. Daly.
This was a fun one. This was a fun game. Down to the wire. Just come from behind. Victory. A tale of two different halves. I mean, it's all the drama and action that you like in high school football, with a touch of college atmosphere here tonight. It was a lot of fun.
This was a fun football game. Northwest knows how to put on a show, especially with their great marching band. And, of course, homecoming night. This was a fantastic ball game. So it's time for the post-game show here, as it was 6-0 Coldwater after the first quarter. That 95-yard fumble recovered for a touchdown. That was heartbreaking for Northwest. And then in the second quarter, Northwest able to get a touchdown score and a field goal. You don't see those very often in college, which, hey, that's a big-time difference maker there on the scoreboard, as they went to the halftime locker room up 10-6. Coldwater controlled the whole third quarter, scored a touchdown, went into the fourth quarter up 13-10. Coldwater then scored again, led 20-10. Over Northwest, but then Northwest able to get two touchdowns in that fourth quarter and able to get the win in the final 2 minutes of this one, and able to get the defensive stops when they need it most against the Coldwater Cardinals to get their first win. As we look at some of the team stats here, Northwest, 12 first downs. They were just 2 of 11 on third down. Meanwhile, Coldwater, 4 of 8, which Coldwater at one point was 4 of 6 on third down. But they got third down stops when they needed it in that fourth quarter. Northwest, 3 of 4 on fourth down, 1 of 2 on fourth down for Coldwater. Perfect on extra points, and of course, 1 of 1 on field goal attempts. 1 sack, 1 turnover, and 9 penalties for Northwest. Meanwhile, 1 of 2 on fourth down, 2 of 3 on extra points for Coldwater. 1 sack, 2 turnovers, and 10 penalties. And got a lot of different ball carriers for the Northwest Mounties in this one. 8 different players ran the ball in this ball game. And not that many passes, but of course the big ones were executed when they needed to.
Absolutely, yeah.
Gabriel Christner. Of course, the big passes, 3 of 7 in the air for Christner. 38 yards on one catch to Jordan, 33 yards on one catch to Jeffrey Miller, and then 7 yards on one catch to Jackson Beebe. But all the ball carriers. We got 43 yards on 10 carries from Nathan Latuski. Didn't really see him in the second half as much. Get any action there. 37 yards on 5 carries for Avery Anspow. And my pick for Fuller's ChemDry player of the game, it's the quarterback, Mr. Quarterback, Gabriel Christner, the junior. Of course, some of those big passes that he was able to make to get his team great field position for those scores. On the ground, he finished with 9 carries, 28 yards, and 2 rushing touchdowns including the game-winning touchdown in the final 2 minutes.
That game-winning Aspen Heating and Cooling touchdown for the Mounties. Oh, yeah, I mean, I totally agree with you. He made it happen in the air when he needed to, commanding the offense, getting it to the guys that he needed to, being secure with the ball at the end as those final seconds were taking off, you know, when you need to be as secure as possible with it. So, yeah, definitely big win for this Mountie team, and it was great seeing the team, the band, the student body all out on the field underneath the clock celebrating a well-deserved and hard-fought home win for Northwest.
Final score again, 24-20. Northwest Mounties win their first game of the season. They take down the Coldwater Cardinals. Northwest improves to 1-3 on the season. Coldwater drops back to 500, down to 2-2 after starting off with a pair of wins. So once again, the player of the game, Gabriel Christner, the Forest Chem Dry player of the game, he's going to get himself a prize from Schlenkers.
Oh, I hope he enjoys those Schlenkers. I hope he does. You know, we need to get you out to Schlenkers yet.
I know. We still have to make a trip out there. I'm surprised we still haven't gone yet. But
well, yeah, I'm a little busy at lunchtime.
That,
you know?
That's fair. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Something about Fox Sports.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a little show, you know, a daily show there. Yeah.
I see what you did there. There we go. It's all fun here on these airwaves. K105.3 again, Northwest one more time. 24-20, big-time win over the Coldwater Cardinals. That'll do it for tonight's game. Next week, Northwest will take on Marshall on the road, while our next broadcast will be East Jackson taking on Michigan Center. Check out K105.3.com for our upcoming broadcast schedule for Jackson County football. For Mark Daly, as well as Kiera back in the studio, my name is Connor Dockery. Thanks for tuning in to this presentation of high school football on K105.3.
This concludes week 4 of K105.3's High School Football Frenzy. Tonight's broadcast was brought to you in part by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and AC, Western Schools, Aeroquip Credit Union, The Clothing Carousel, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Wilby Transit Mix, County National Bank, The Sykes Group and Morgan Stanley, Avenue Auto, Fuller's Chem Dry, Northwest Community Schools, Kelly Fuels, and the College and Career Access Center. Tune in next Friday night, September 27th, when Michigan Center visits East Jackson. We now return to regular scheduled programming on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.